I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything. Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Show.
By the way, they've watched in Israel the damage it's done to the Israelis, just cars driving through crowds and killing people, and has driven Israeli politics far to the right and put the whole population at risk. What really worries me is this is going to turn European politics very far to the front. Le Pen,
yes.
The rightist, the candidate there for the presidency, the far right, this is going to boost them. It's going to boost Brexit. It's going to boost the Germans and the rest of it, because it can happen anywhere in Europe.
Oh, geez. This is the concern. This is the first concern of some dipwad CNN analyst who says, you know, the thing I'm worried most about in this terror attack that took place in Nice yesterday, the thing about which I am concerned most is that it's going to boost the opposition. That's what really bothers me the most. You have got to be kidding me. If that is your first concern, delete your account. If that's your first concern after all of this, you know one of the reasons why people are actually leaning that way? Because let's look for a moment at the policies of the European Union, which have deconstructed country sovereignty, which has completely deconstructed the borders, and has allowed an influx of unvetted individuals to come into the country. Now, this guy, what we know about this scum of the earth, dog-loving terrorist, and I'm just saying that because it's an insult to him. I'm just so aggravated this morning. What we know about this scum of the earth terrorist is that this individual, he was from Tunisia. He wasn't Baptist. He wasn't Buddhist. He wasn't Catholic. He wasn't Protestant. He wasn't even an atheist. But there is one particular religion that he was. It's not bigoted to say this. It's factual to observe this, because we are discussing an ideology. An ideology that is a law of averages in terms of when you are having a conversation as to terrorism and the motivations thereof. This is a sad Friday, folks. I'm Dana Lash. This is The Dana Show, broadcasting live to you today from our Orlando affiliate, News 96.5 WDBO. And this evening from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. here in Orlando at Books A Million, I will be signing copies of Flyover Nation, You Can't Run a Country You've Never Been To. And one of the things I discuss in this book is the importance of recognizing what it will take in order to keep our country safe. It's what flyover people know. It's what people in Europe are now learning. That's one of the reasons you saw the motivations behind Brexit that you saw. And it's what some individuals elsewhere are finally starting to realize. You can't give your country away and allow people to come in and not demand that they assimilate into the existing culture. I mean, that's something that is huge. That is something incredibly huge. Now, one of the things that we do know about this terrorist is, even though the media is going to try desperately within the next 24 hours, they're going to try so hard to make you believe that this individual, that it was not Islam, that it didn't have anything to do with religion, that, well, this 31-year-old Mohammed Boulel, he visited New York City recently. He visited visited an Islamic religious center in New York recently, just as, in fact, like in 2014 was one of his trips. And even though they're trying to say, oh, he wasn't particularly religious, I don't think it's going to be too far off to expect what was really his motivation. We are dying because of political correctness in this country. We are dying because people are more worried about offending feelings of an ideology where you have individuals that seek to kill you. If there are so many, and I don't care how many people this infuriates, I don't care. If I thought that there were Christian terrorists out there, I would be expecting Christians to stand up with as many as there are far and wide and not just condemn, but fight back against it. You're talking about a religion where you have over a billion individuals, and even if only 1% of that is extremist, that's still a huge number. And yet here, in this instance, we are being lectured to, oh, watch out because of Islamophobia. It's not a phobia to be aware of something that is statistically accurate and that is showing you a law of averages. It's not Buddhists who are going out and killing people. It is Islamists. It is an ideology where they think that you are incompatible with them when it is their Islamist belief that is incompatible with Western culture. And this is where we stand. We saw this again last night. We saw it again in Nice. We saw families who were butchered, children who were run over by a delivery truck. I saw the video of this. It was the footage that is out there is graphic and horrific. This truck pulled up and then accelerated into the crowd for 1.2 miles. That is why you have as many people injured and dead as you have. It's why you have 202 people wounded, 25 on life support, 52 in critical condition, and I think it's, what, 84 now is the death count? This is horrific. The president released a statement last night saying that he condemns this attack. He said, on behalf of the American people, I condemn in the strongest terms what appears to be a horrific terrorist attack in Nice, France. He condemns it, he said. He says, our thoughts and prayers are with the families and loved ones. We offer assistance. We stand in solidarity. What is that doing, standing in solidarity? What is condemning anything? Great, who doesn't condemn a terror attack? Whoopity-doo-dah. Who does not condemn a terror attack? Who doesn't condemn it? Condemning isn't the problem. It's doing something about it that is. That is what you have to do. This is what should be done. I'll tell you this right now. This is what ultimately needs to be, this is what needs to happen in this particular case. In the case of terrorism, if we had real leadership in this country, we would completely suspend rules of engagement. We shouldn't have our men and women in uniform weighing the situation of a court battle or being court-martialed every time they squeeze the trigger because of political correctness and BS tribal relations that our political correctness is not even really so much maintaining in the Middle East. Suspend rules of engagement, open a can of whoop-ass, let our men and women in uniform do what needs to be done to minimize loss of life, minimize use of resource, get in there, get it done, and get out. No nation building. When you're conquered, when your ass is kicked, it's kicked. End of story. Peace through strength. Don't want nothing, don't start nothing. That should be the official motto of the United States' foreign policy, because for far too long...
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli.
And we're broadcasting live from Tiger Field here in beautiful South City Park in Redding, California, getting ready to bring you game one of a three-game series here between your Redding Colt 45s and the visiting Auburn Wildcats. Starting pitcher tonight is right-hander Brett Povey out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Get you the starting lineups and the starting defense for your Colt 45s here in just one moment. Want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Turtle Bay rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rock Stars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? Our thanks to Turtle Bay for their sponsorship of Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460 all summer long. Your defense tonight for your hometown 45s looks like this. On the mound, as I mentioned, Brett Beauvais. He's going to be caught tonight by the UC Davis Aggie Ignacio Diaz infield. From third to first, looks like this. Jake Taylor at third. Mickey Meinhofer at short. Ryan Torres Torioka at second. And Sean Sutton at first. Your defense from left to right. DJ Porter in left. Chandler Anderson in center. And JJ Hancock in right. Ryan Williams is your DH tonight. He will bat third. Beauvais getting ready to face the first batter of the inning here for the Auburn Tigers. It's going to be Sam Lee Curtis, the right fielder. He'll be followed by Kyle Yamada, the center fielder, and Tyler Malone, the shortstop. 1-2-3 for the Auburn Wildcats. I'll do my best not to call them the Auburn Tigers here as college football is just around the corner. The Auburn Wildcats here for a three-game series. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 7:15 right here on KCNR in a Sunday night game at 6 o'clock. Ready for the first pitch here. From Brett Beauvais. That one is in there at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Beautiful night for baseball here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore here along with Matty Novelli on KCNR 1460.
Yep, it's pretty out today. Not too hot.
A warm one in Redding today. That's a line drive right at Taylor there on an 0-1 pitch. And a line drive to the hot corner. Jake snags it pretty much in self-defense there. It's a line out to number 5, and we've got one down here. That'll bring up Kyle Yamada. Tonight's game is sponsored by Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, and the best meat prices in Shasta County, Mighty Fine is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45's Mighty Fine, located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. First pitch misses for a ball from Beauvais to the left-handed hitting Yamada. Second ball also a little bit high, 2-0 now. That's a line drive into right center field. That one's going to get down. Anderson over from center will cut it off, and with a strong throw into second, cut off by Torres Torioka. He's going to be in there for a double. Yamada showing good speed there. That's a one-out double. Runner on second now with one down. That'll bring up Tyler Malone. As I mentioned, this is game one of a three-game series here against the Auburn Wildcats. Just 12 games left on the season. We've got 33 down and 12 to go. You can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. Just 10 more home games. We've got two over in Humboldt against the Crabs. So 10 home games and counting starting tonight. That's a called strike there on the outside corner to Malone. Malone, the shortstop here, hitting left-handed against the right-hander Beauvais. And a fake now, and he's going to chase the runner back to second. No throw. Yamada out there at second, has the first hit of the ball game with a double, one down. A beautiful change up there by Beauvais, had him way out in front. Swing and a miss, 0-2 on Malone. On deck is Jack Vesey. He's the DH tonight. O-2 pitch forthcoming here from Brett. That's a fastball just a bit high, perhaps outside. 1-2 now. Every seat in the shade here for first pitch at 7:15. Come down and join us. We're in the top of the first here at Tiger Field. That's a curveball that doesn't quite get down low enough. 2-2 now. Jake Taylor playing in almost on the grass at third. Sutton guarding the line at first. Big hole on the right side. Here's a 2-2 pitch now from Beauvais. That's a foul ball. Check swing. Got him up on the label back to the screen here. Count remains 2-2. Great crowd here tonight on MLB night. Lots of fans wearing their MLB gear. Yours truly in my San Francisco shirt, along with Maddie Novelli and her black and orange as well. Some unfortunate fans wearing Dodger blue.
Yeah.
2-2. That's a pitch at the knees. Just misses. Full count now. You can win two tickets to the Giants game in San Francisco on July 28th. We're selling raffle tickets tonight. $1 for one ticket, $10 for 15 tickets.
They're playing the Washington Nationals.
the first place Washington Nationals in the NL East. That's a called third strike on a full count fastball at the knees, and Malone is set down looking for the second out of the inning. Two down now. Runner still at second base. Now bring up the cleanup hitter, Jack Vesey. Right-handed hitter here. With two outs and a man in scoring position, he's your beer batter tonight. Dollar off for the entire rest of the top half of the inning. Although there's two outs, so that would end the top half of the inning where he'd strike out. But in the bottom half of the inning as well, dollar off beers for all fans here at Tiger Field. Swing and a miss there. 0-1. VC out of San Jose State University. Trying to get the Auburn Wildcats on the board here in the top of the first. That's a beautiful off-speed pitch down to the dirt. Looked like a changeup. Got him to fish for it. 0-2 now. And the fans looking for discount beers here in the first inning. Get this Friday night off to a good start here. 0-2 pitch. Forthcoming here from Beauvais. He sets and fires. That ball is high with a fastball. 1-2 now. Of course, we enjoyed the All-Star game on Tuesday night, National League. Coming out on the short end, Johnny Cueto giving up home runs to two of his former Kansas City teammates.
Back.
Perez, and that's a nice job there by Diaz, corralling that pitch in the dirt. Count is 2-2 now. Yeah, Salvador Perez, his former catcher, and Eric Hosmer, his former first baseman, both took him deep as Johnny Cueto, who's only lost once in the first half of the season, took the loss in the All-Star game. American League coming out on top. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch from Beauvais. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and the beer batter goes down to end the inning. Runner stranded in scoring position. We head to the bottom of the first of a 0-0 tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
With a rebel yell, Homeless Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Homeless Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Skeet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Homeless Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere. Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Great times!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We're back here in the bottom of the first. Colt 45 is getting ready to take their ups in the home half here. It's going to be Ryan Torres-Torioka leading off, followed by right fielder J.J. Hancock and D.H. Ryan Williams in that order. They're going to be facing the starter for the Auburn Wildcats, Zach Ricciardi, a right-hander. Auburn had one hit and stranded runner in scoring position in a scoreless top of the first. Torres-Torioka will lead off here. He's hitting 292, one home run, 10 RBIs, also drawn 13 walks and scored 19 runs in 19 games. And leading the universe in infield hits. First pitch here from Ricciardi is at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Lineup looks like this. Torres-Torioka, Hancock, Williams, 1-2-3, followed by Sean Sutton in the cleanup spot. He's your first baseman. This one has popped up on the right side. Second baseman heading out there into short right field for Auburn, and he makes the putout. That's Taylor Garcia out there. Scored a pop-out to number four. Torioka retired for the first out of the inning. Following Sutton in the cleanup hole, he's the first baseman. That's going to be Jake Taylor hitting fifth at third. DJ Porter in left field batting sixth. Chandler Anderson in center will bat eighth. Ignacio Diaz in the squat tonight. He's going to bat eighth. And Mickey Meinhofer, your shortstop, will bat ninth. Here's J.J. Hancock. Hancock hitting 288 with a home run, 16 RBI. Also scored 16 times in 18 games. First pitch misses there for a ball, 1-0. That ball very high, 2-0 now. Hancock out of Washington State. Plays his college ball for the Cougars up there in Pullman, Washington. Ahead in the count here, 2-0. Ricciardi kicks and fires. That ball is driven out into right center field. Going back into the alley there is the center fielder, covering a lot of ground. Nice play. Kyle Yamada, the center fielder, getting on his horse and covering a lot of ground now. Two outs. That'll bring up Ryan Williams, or DH. This portion of the game brought to you by Mighty Fine's Deli. Daily deli specials under $5. Barbecue every Friday. $5 take and bake pizzas every Friday. Mighty Fine is where you can fill up your stomach without emptying your bank account. Locally owned and operated at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on the radio. First pitch is up high with a fastball right around the shoulders there to Williams. 1-0. Ricciardi wasting no time, kicks and fires. That's a fastball in there for strike. 1-1 now. Sutton on deck. Should Williams reach? Williams hitting 298, 7 home runs, 28 RBI in 28 games. Leads the 45s in each of the last three categories. 2-1 now. That one misses. Ricciardi gets him in on the hands, and he fouls it back over the screen. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Nobody on here in the bottom of the first. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460. Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli here live at Tiger Field. Come down and join us. Just $5 a ticket. We're in the bottom of the first. Game one of a three-game series. That's a little nubber back to the pitcher, and it glances off his glove, and he's not going to have a play. Williams is going to beat it out, hustling all the way. Grounded that one back to the pitcher, slightly to the second base side of the mound, kicked off the heel of his glove towards third base. And Williams will reach. We'll see if they want to call that a hit or an error. So with two outs, a runner on first now for Sean Sutton. Sutton, who's been in a good groove the last couple weeks, has his average all the way up to 319 now with 8 RBI in 15 games. Had several multi-hit games in the last week. 1-0 as that one misses down low. Ricciardi in the stretch for the first time tonight. Williams taking a good size lead there off first. Being held on. That one's down and away. 2-0 now. Count here on Sean Sutton. Ricciardi kicks and fires. That one's on the outside corner. 2-1 now. Giants in action tonight, getting ready to get going. It's going to be Bumgarner coming off a one-hit shutout where he took a no-hitter into the ninth, or into the eighth, pardon me. That's a ground ball to second, and that'll end the inning. So Sutton grounds out 4-3. One man stranded. We head to the top of the second in a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading Zone Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no! Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's Famous Meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
and they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball. First pitch here to number 5 hitter and leadoff man here in the second, Taylor Field. Left fielder for Auburn is fouled back, 0-1. This one's fouled straight up. Sutton might have a play on this one over in foul territory toward the visitor's dugout, and he will make the play. Nice job battling the sun there by first baseman Sean Sutton. It's going to be a pop out to number 3. Field is retired. That'll bring up Theron Shigematsu. He's the first baseman. He'll be followed by Austin Spanauer. So 5-6-7 hitters here for Auburn in the top half of the second. 0-0 tie here. This is game one of a 3-game series against these Auburn Wildcats. That's a called strike of the knees there from Beauvais, 0-1. We'll do it again here tomorrow night at 7:15 at the same time. Sunday night, 6 p.m. start time for the getaway game. That's a fastball outside, 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out here. Ove with a changeup high, 2-1 now. Start number 7 for Brett. He's 5-0 going for his team leading 6th win, 1.63 ERA. Just 6 earned runs in 33 innings here. That one's high as well. 3-1 now. Hitters count on Shigematsu. Brett's got 25 strikeouts against just 7 walks, so phenomenal control this season. That's a little chopper out past the pitcher's mound. It's going to be in foul territory, and Taylor swipes at it to make sure it stays foul. 3-2 now. This part of tonight's game sponsored by the Mighty Fine Meat Department. Store owner and butcher Ed DeFore has been cutting meat since the 1960s and will not be undersold. For the absolute best meat prices in Shasta County, stop by Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes. When you think steaks, ribs, or chicken, think Mighty Fine Foods. Locally owned and operated and proud sponsors of your hometown Colt 45s on the radio. 3-2 pitch is a chopper to short. Charging now is Meinhofer, takes on the big hop and throws it on to first. 6-3 on the put out there. Mickey makes it look easy. And Shigematsu is retired. 2 down, nobody on here. That'll bring up Spanauer. He's the catcher tonight. Hitting 7th. Both teams had one hit in each of their halves of the first and stranded that man on the bases. We are scoreless here in the top of the second. Great day for baseball. Come down and join us here at Tiger Field. Every seat in the shade here. Great crowd here on MLB night. A lot of fans wearing their Giants gear, A's gear, even some other California teams. All are welcome here at Tiger Field. 1-0. As that one misses high to Spanauer. Beauvais in the windup. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's a line drive right at Torres Torioka. And that'll end the inning. So a line out to number 4. Beauvais sets him down, 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the second, 0-0 here at Tiger Field. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with Care Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show.
We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. Care Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Dr. Kara Tennant joins Carl and Linda on Free Fire Radio Friday, July 15th on KCNR AM 1460.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
5-6-7 hitters due up for your hometown 45s here in the bottom half of the second. It's 0-0. It's going to be Jake Taylor, DJ Porter, and Chandler Anderson in that order. Third base, left field, center field, respectively. Taylor hitting 377, three home runs, 14 RBIs, also scored 14 times. That ball is driven deep to left field, and it is out of here. That one is actually over the netting. A monster home run there by Jake Taylor on the first pitch he sees out onto Cypress Avenue towards the Safeway across the street. Jake Taylor with his fourth home run, his 15th RBI of the season. Couldn't hardly get him introduced before he went yard deep to left field. It's 1-0 45s. We're going to go ahead and make that our Kia drive of the game. This part of the show brought to you by Redding Kia. Kia's drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Soul. Test drive one today at Redding Kia. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here. And with no outs and nobody on here after the solo home run to lead off the second, is going to be DJ Porter, your left fielder. That's a hard hit ground ball to short. Up with it and over to first for the out. It's a 6-3 put out. DJ is retired. One down here. That'll bring up Chandler Anderson. Anderson hitting 321 with 10 RBI in 14 games. He steps up here with one out and nobody on. Ricciardi in the windup. First pitch of the at bat here is down in the dirt, 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. If you don't enjoy parking a quarter mile from the door and shopping with thousands of people, come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine. The big box stores will never miss you. When you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Local, independent, and proud of it, Mighty Fine Foods. Second pitch misses there, 2-0. This one bounces on the plate now, 3-0, as Anderson in the driver's seat now with one out, nobody on. Diaz on deck. He will bat next. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Taking it all the way. That's in there for a strike. Hitters count now 3-1. Anderson out of Park City, Utah. Member of the Pac-12 champion Utah Utes this year. That one is up high, and he walks on five pitches. That'll bring up Ignacio Diaz. Diaz leading the team in hitting. He's hit 423. With three RBI in seven games, he's gone 11 for 26. Anderson takes a good lead off first. That's a ball down and away with a fastball by Ricciardi, 1-0. Big hole on the right side. Second baseman shading toward the bag for the double play. First baseman holding on to Anderson against the right-handed hitting Diaz. Ricciardi now steps off. Diaz steps out, and Anderson retreats to first. We'll line up and do it again here. Meinhofer on deck. He's your shortstop tonight. And Ricciardi now is ready. He's back on the rubber. Come set, checks the runner. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Diaz. That's a fly ball to center field. Should be playable. Heading back is Yamada. Now he settles underneath it and makes the play. Anderson tagging and heading to second. It's going to be a close play, and he dives in there. Aggressive play by Chandler Anderson. He is safe. As Yamada took the fly ball maybe three steps in front of the warning track. And Anderson alertly tagging up at first and beats the throw. So good hustle there by Chandler Anderson to get himself into scoring position with two outs. And that'll bring up Mickey Meinhofer. 6 days ago on Saturday night, he had the walk-off hit in the bottom of the ninth with the bases loaded in a tied 6-6 ball game. The second walk-off in 8 days for the 45s at that point. First pitch here is high. He's in an RBI spot here with a runner on second and two down. 45s already have one run home here in the bottom of the second on a solo home run by Jake Taylor. his fourth of the season. He's now second on the team in that category. Here's a 1-0 pitch to Mickey. That one's down low, 2-0 on Meinhofer. On deck, Torres Torioka. He's the top of the lineup. Anderson with good speed out there at second. 45's trying to put up a crooked number here. An added insurance run in the bottom of the second. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss by Meinhofer on one down below the knees. 2-1 now. Mickey with one home run and seven RBI on the campaign. Two-one pitch from Ricciardi. Comes set, kicks and fires. Fouled back out of play by Meinhofer. 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the second. 45's leading 1-0. This is game one of a three-game series here against these Auburn Wildcats. Check out Reading Colt 45s for the entire schedule. Just 10 home games left, including tonight. 2-2 pitch, and that ball is down low. Full count now. Good at-bat here. Good battle by Meinhofer. Work the count full now. Ricciardi comes set. Checks Anderson out there at second. The full count payoff pitch. That is lined into left field. That's going to get down in front of the left fielder. Anderson is going to have to hold up at third. We'll have runners at the corners here. Single by Meinhofer. And we turn it over again here to the top of the lineup. Torres Torioka popped out his first time, 0 for 1. First and third, two down now. As a home run, a walk, and a single. Have one run home and runners at the corners now. RBI spot for the Hawaii Pacific infielder. First ball is down low, 1-0 here. Great crowd here at Tiger Field. On MLB night, we're giving away two tickets to the Giants game on July 28th. Still time to get down here and buy some raffle tickets. $1 for one ticket, $10 for 15 tickets. We've been selling them all week. Last week in preparation for MLB night, come with your MLB gear. Yours truly wearing my black and orange here tonight. 2-0 pitch to Torioka. That ball is way outside. Easy take, 3-0 now. And with runners on the corners and two outs, let's see if they give Torioka the green light on 3-0. Ricciardi kicks and fires, and that ball is down in the dirt. Four-pitch walk to Torres Torioka, and the bases are now loaded for J.J. Hancock. He flew out to center his first time.
Right fielder number six, J.J. Hancock.
So here's Hancock with a chance to open this one up a little bit. 45's up 1-0. Hancock, your right fielder tonight, hitting in the two-hole. Runners not being held on. First pitch is on the outside corner. Good pitch there with the fastball by Ricciardi. O-1 pitch is reached out and poked into left field. Lazy fly ball. Going to be taken out there for the third out of the inning. So one run home on the solo home run by Jake Taylor. We head to the top of the third. 1-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's electric utility. Windows are the number one source of heat gain in your home. Installing solar screens, window treatments, or new low-E windows significantly reduces heat gain and reduces your summer air conditioning costs, putting money back in your pocket. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades. And a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027. Or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the third here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli bringing you Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460. First pitch from Brett Beauvais to the number 8 hitter is high 1-0. It's going to be Taylor Angelo Holman. Sorry, Taylor Angley Holman. He singles to right on a C&I ground ball that gets through. He's going to lead off the inning with a single.
Yeah, he's actually an Enterprise Hornet graduate.
Former Enterprise Hornet, and I believe Shasta College Knight as well. So he leads off the inning with a single. That'll bring up Taylor Garcia. He's the second baseman. Due up third will be the leadoff hitter, Sam Lee Curtis. He's 0-1 with a line out to third base in his first at-bat to lead off the game. So 8-9-1 hitters here for Auburn. Runner on first and showing bunt there and not able to lay it down. It's going to be a strike to Garcia. Runner on first. Nobody out here. 45 took a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second on a solo home run, number 4 on the season by Jake Taylor. He's second on the team now with 4 long balls. 0-1 pitch from Beauvais. That's a swing and a miss. Blew it right by him. 0-2 now. And you had a chance to talk to Brett before the game here.
Yeah.
He's down at Academy of the Art College in San Francisco, I believe.
Yeah, he's going to be a senior. He's actually studying to be a video gamer. He wants to create video games, which is pretty cool. First person I've ever talked to.
A growth industry, to be sure. Yeah. It seems like everybody and their cousin is playing that Pokemon Go game.
He's the one that told me about it. I was like, what are you talking about?
Seems like it's taken the world by storm the last couple of weeks. This one is.
Funny. He's really funny. He's from Las Vegas. It's pretty cool to hang out with. He seems really nice. He's pitching pretty good tonight.
0-2 pitch fouled away here. It'll remain 0-2. That one out of play toward the parking lot.
Really hope that wasn't my car.
That's why you got to get here early and park over by the Little League field. I'm 33 games in and dent-free. Got to be strategic. 0-2 pitch, another one here, and he just reaches out and an emergency hack there. Just trying to get a piece of it. Fouls it off down the right field line. Count remains 0-2 here. It's an ice cream kind of day in the North State. Why not stop by Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista to peruse their selection of over 100 kinds of ice cream, over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, and a full liquor and wine selection. Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake, locally owned and operated at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on the radio. Called third strike there on an 0-2 pitch. Nasty pitch on the outside corner there by Beauvais. That's actually his third strikeout already here through 2 2/3. One down now, and that'll bring up the top of the lineup, Sam Lee Curtis. Former Enterprise Hornet Taylor Angley Holman on first as he led off with a single. And after a strikeout, now there's one down for the top of the lineup. That's a fly ball out to shallow right center. Coming in is Anderson, and he's going to make the catch on the run. Good coverage there by Anderson. As he had a long way to go to get that one. Made it look easy. Fly out to number 8 if you're scoring at home. Now I'll bring up Kyle Yamada.
It's funny. People think the outfield's pretty easy, but I'm like, no, it's really not. It's difficult.
As someone who's a lifetime infielder and pitcher, I was useless on pop-ups on the infield, but to say nothing of the outfield. Depth perception prior to my LASIK surgery, not so hot.
Yeah.
But everything within about 40 feet and in was pretty good. That's a chopper towards second. Torioka going to take it on the big hop. This should end the inning, and it does. 4-3 put out. Yamada grounds out to end the inning. No runs here as Bovee's thrown 3 scoreless. We head to the bottom of the third. 1-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Heart of the lineup here in the bottom of the third for your Colt 45's number 3, 4, 5 hitters, Williams, Sutton, and Jake Taylor. Williams flies out to left field a couple steps in front of the track for the first out of the inning on the first pitch. So he's 1-for-2 with a single score. That'll fly out to number 7. Here's Sean Sutton, 0-for-1 with a ground out. First baseman out of Seattle University. Two straight Seattle players here as Jake Taylor will bat next. He led off the last inning with a solo home run as the 45 sent 7 men to the plate, but ended up just scoring the one run, left the bases loaded. And they lead by that same score, 1-0 here. That one misses low to Sutton. 1 ball, no strikes. Ricciardi not wasting any time. That one's up in his eyes, 2-0 now. Zach Ricciardi, the right-hander for the Auburn Wildcats. As Sutton's going to ask for time here right as the windup starts, so we'll reset and do it again here. Shadow is just about all the way across the infield now as dusk is fast approaching here. Temperature dropping here at Tiger Field. Everybody enjoying baseball in the shade here. Sutton fouls that one back, 2-1 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista, proud sponsors of the Reading Colt 45s. Mighty Fine is locally owned and operated at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Our family has been part of Shasta County for over 80 years, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Big store selection, small store service, Mighty Fine. Ground ball to first base, and it's going to be a 3-1 put out. Sutton grounds out. There's two down now and nobody on. And here's Jake Taylor. He's been the extent of the offense thus far as he led off last inning with a solo home run, his fourth on the season. Taylor been one of the most consistent offensive contributors all season long. As he comes in tonight hitting .377, he's now 21-for-54. His average a little bit higher than that now. First pitch is strike there, 0-1. He watches it in there at the knees. A one pitch from Ricciardi. That falls down in the dirt. 1-1 now. Jake now hitting .389 with 4 home runs and 18 RBI. Pardon me. 4 home runs, 15 RBI on the season. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That ball is down as well. 2-1 now. Jake, as I mentioned, out of Seattle University.
That's going to be a sophomore.
Lots of talent at third base for young Jake Taylor. Swinging and a miss on the 2-1 pitch. And it's 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Should Taylor reach, it'll be DJ Porter next. One of 3 Cal Baptist players we have on the team. He and Ryan Williams both in the lineup tonight. The 2-2, a little chopper foul as Taylor fights it off. Might have swung at ball 3 there. A reminder, check out the entire schedule at ReddingColt45s.com. 9 more home games after tonight. This is game number 33 out of 45.
It's gone so fast.
Hard to believe. Pardon me, this is game 34 out of 45. That one misses. 3-2 now. Full count pitch with two outs and nobody on here. Coming to Jake Taylor. Ricciardi gets the sign. He winds and fires. Here's the payoff pitch. That ball misses high as well. So good at bat there by Jake. He's now 1-for-1 with a home run and a walk. And the two-out walk will bring up DJ Porter. Grounded out to short his first time. He's 0-for-1. DJ with 11 RBI in 21 games. Had a walk-off hit 2 weeks ago tonight in the bottom of the ninth against the Reading Tigers. A two-run double. Down 7-6. Or pardon me, down 6-5. Down to his last strike. Perhaps the at-bat of the season. DJ Porter. First pitch is fouled back here. Here's the 0-1. That ball is popped up on the infield. This might be playable over at first base for Shigematsu. And he will not make the play. It glances off his glove and into the visitor's dugout. So 45s catch a break there. And new life for DJ, but he will be down 0-2. Great crowd here tonight. Watching game one of this three-game series. It's MLB night. And plenty of people here whose blood runs orange. Showing their team colors. That's a line drive into left center field. That's going to get down. Taylor running on contact is going to head towards third and misplayed in left, and now he will make it to third. Looked like he was going to hold up. But the left fielder out there for the Wildcats, that's Taylor Field, lost his footing, and luckily Yamada was backing up the play, the center fielder. So runners on first and third, a solid line drive single there for DJ Porter. He's now 1-for-2 tonight. And with two outs, a walk and a single, have runners at the corners here and a little bit of a two-out rally for the 45s. Chandler Anderson now comes up in an RBI spot. He walked his first time. First pitch, a swing and a miss, low and away, 0-1. Ricciardi not wasting any time. He comes set. He's ready with the 0-1 pitch. That's a line drive into center field. That's going to get down. Scoring from third is Taylor. Porter is going to go to third without a throw. An absolute laser there by Chandler Anderson. And another RBI single.
That was a nice hit.
Great flat swing. Didn't try to do too much with it. Just sent it right back where it came from, right up the middle. Porter to third. Taylor scores. It's now 2-0. And a walk and two straight singles have the 45s on the board here in the bottom of the third. We're going to have a meeting at the mound here between Ricciardi and his catcher. That's Spainauer, as well as their manager.
Look for those two 45 players walking around selling raffle tickets. When those two Giants tickets, they are in the bullpen stand, right there above the bullpen, now they can't keep up.
Meeting adjourned out at the mound. It's going to be Ignacio Diaz. Flew out to center his first time, 0-for-1. He comes up here in another RBI spot. 45s now lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the third with two down. All their damage here in the bottom of the third been done with two outs. It's three straight men have reached base. Diaz looking to keep the train rolling. That's a line ground ball up the middle, taking it short, and he will flip it to second for the out. So 6-4 on the fielder's choice put out. That'll end the inning, but one more run for the 45s makes it 2-0. We head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu for Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the fourth here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli bringing you Colt 45 baseball on KCNR 1460. 45's leading 2-0. Brett Bove stick to a 2-0 lead, and usually that's enough for the entire game, as he's got an ERA of 1.63. He's thrown three scoreless innings. He's 5-0 on the season. This is his seventh start, so just one no decision for Brett, as he has been flat-out dominant. And surprise, surprise, starts the first batter here with a strike at the knees. And that one just misses low, so 1-1. Looks like another good pitch there from Bove. Just 7 walks coming into the game in 33 innings. He is a command and control artist. Another great pitch on the outside corner there with the fastball. Can't locate it any better than that. 1-2 now. And that's a curveball inside, to the left-handed hitting. Tyler Malone. It's the 3-4-5 hitters here for the Auburn Wildcats. It's Malone, VC, and Field. That one's outside. 3-2 now. Malone struck out looking his first time. Payoff pitch, and he flies it out to center field. Anderson moves over into left center field and makes the play. One out here. Score that on a fly out to number 8. That'll bring up Jack Vesey. He struck out swinging his first time. This portion of the game brought to you by the Mighty Fine Deli. Daily deli specials under $5. Mighty Fine is now catering. Call 549-4884 and ask for Katie or April. And let us make your event one to remember without breaking the bank. Locally owned and operated at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Food. That's a fly ball into deep left center. About a step in front of the track is Anderson. He's been busy out there in center, but two down. And a quick two outs here by Bove. VC flies out to number 8 as well. Here's Taylor Field. He popped out in foul territory to first baseman Sean Sutton his first time. Zipping right along here. We're in the top of the fourth of a 2-0 ball game. 45's leading the visiting Auburn Wildcats. Swing and a miss there by Taylor Field. He's the left fielder tonight. Swing and a miss. 0-1, and the second pitch is a curveball that doesn't quite make it back down into the strike zone. 1-1 now. Brett tied for the team lead with wins with 5 with Brandon Lupton. Although Brandon Lupton is 5-1, which I notified Brett when he was our player of the game last game. That one's high, 1-1 now. I said, you're tied for the team lead with Brandon, but he actually has a loss, so I'm sure you'll need to remind him of that. And he said, well, I will now. Going for his team leading 6th win here tonight in just his 7th start. This one is fouled back out of play. 2-2 now. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, nobody on here in the top of the 4th. Bove cruising right along as usual. And we've got a fan up here at the booth. A 6-month-old baseball fan. And she's a fan of Matty Novelli up here in the booth with me as well. Full count now. That one's down in the dirt. Come down and join us here in Tiger Field. Plenty of seats still in the shade. Beautiful day for baseball. 3-2 now. Here's the payoff pitch. That's a line drive getting foul down the right field line. Just foul. Maybe about 1.5, 2 feet at the most. Off the end of the bat there for Field. Just 2 base runners here so far through 3 2/3. A double and a single in the first and the third, respectively. Bove's been stingy. already with three strikeouts as well. Another full count pitch here. That's a line drive into right, sinking fast. It's going to get down in front of Hancock. Looked like a more of a line drive off the bat. Ended up being off the end of the bat. And a sinking liner there. Falls in front of Hancock. That's a single for Field with two outs. So here's Shigematsu. Shigematsu grounded out to short his first time. A reminder, you can win two tickets to the July 28th Giants game in San Francisco. We're selling raffle tickets, and we'll do the drawing here tonight on MLB Night. This is a big chopper to third. Taylor takes it. And a long throw to first. Shigematsu is retired on one pitch. 5-3 on the putout. Another scoreless inning for Las Vegas native Brett Beauvais. We head to the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 Redding. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Redding's own Colt 45's Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Our guests for Monday will include Enjoy the Magazine, Rhonda Ball, and James Masada to talk about what's happening in Northern California during this month and next month. We'll also do catch-ups on what happened in Nice, France, and any follow-ups to that. This and much more Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
And we're back here in the bottom of the fourth. Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli bringing you Colt 45's Baseball. It's going to be your 9-1-2 hitters. Mickey Meinhofer, Ryan Torres-Torioka, and J.J. Hancock, probably the three fastest guys in the lineup here tonight.
He is my favorite name, my favorite walk-up song.
That is a baseball player name if I have ever heard one. Mickey Meinhofer sounds like he should be a 5'9 shortstop. That just... Sometimes the name fits, and it absolutely does for Mickey here. Line drive up the middle, and talk about a player, and he probably is going to get a hit here. 2-for-2 here, Mickey, with two singles. As he leads off the bottom of the fourth, 45 is right back in business here against Zach Ricciardi. Single runs in the third and fourth, although they sent seven men to the plate, in the second and third. Seven men sent to the plate in the second. Six men in the third, so lots of base runners. Just haven't broken through with that big inning, but you feel like it's imminent. That'll bring up Ryan Torres-Torioka. He's 0-for-1, drew a walk, his second plate appearance in the second inning. Swing and a miss there. 0-1, runner on first, nobody out. Always a good sign when your leadoff hitter's taking his third at bat in the fourth inning. 0-1 count here, Ricciardi in the stretch. He's ready. That's a chopper. Very high to second base, and they're going to get the force at second. No chance to get the speedy Torres-Torioka at first. That'll be a 4-6 fielder's choice. Torres-Torioka will replace Meinhofer at first. One down now. This portion of the game brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista, proud sponsors of the Redding Colt 45s. Mighty Fine is locally owned and operated at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Our family's been a part of Shasta County for over 80 years, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Big store selection, small store service, Mighty Fine. J.J. Hancock now steps in with a runner on first and one down. First pitch misses 1-0 there. Lights are on in the outfield as dusk is fast approaching here.
A lot cooler now, which is nice.
Enjoying baseball in the shade here, and it's come down considerably from over 100 degrees in Redding earlier today. We're all enjoying Colt 45's baseball here in the shade. Mm-hmm. That ball's fouled off down the first baseline. My Hancock is now 1-1. Already with some activity out there in the Wildcat bullpen. Torres Torioka going to second, and he's going to steal that one easily. Stolen base there by Ryan Torres Torioka, and they've got a runner on second now with one down. Seventh stolen base on the campaign for Torres Torioka. He leads the team in that category. 1-2 now on Hancock. Ricciardi kicks and fires. That's a fly ball, then left field line foul. Count remains 1-2 here. Another 1-2 pitch here from Ricciardi. That's a fly ball deep to center field. Heading back is Yamada, still on the run. He's going to make the play about a step in front of the warning track. Long throw to third, and Torres Torioka will advance easily, tagging from second to third. So a sack fly out to center field for Hancock, advances under 90 feet. And he's down 90 feet away with two down for Ryan Williams. Williams had an infield hit in the first, flew out to left field in the second, 1-2. First pitch of the at-bat here from Ricciardi is a swing and a miss, 0-1. Williams hitting 302 on the campaign. 45 has scored one run in the second, one run in the third. They got another one 90 feet away here in the fourth. They lead 2-0. That's a breaking ball down and away. Williams does not oblige, 1-1. One pitch there to Williams, swinging and a miss on one down below the knees. Looked like a changeup there. 1-2 now. Sutton on deck. He would be next should Williams reach here. That's a pop-up out of play here behind the backstop. That's a souvenir for some fan out there in the parking lot. Game number 34 out of 45 on the season. Just 10 home games left, 9 after tonight. Check out ReddingCool45s.com for the entire schedule. Make sure you don't miss them. Just 9 games left here on the season. It's been my great pleasure bringing you Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. That's a beautiful play there, an incredible play by Torres Torioka as a ball down in the dirt kicked away from the catcher towards the third base side up the line. And Torres Torioka broke for home, dove to the inside of the baseline, avoiding the catcher who retrieved the ball and dove to try and tag him. But the blinding speed of Torres Torioka, who already had a stolen base and advanced on a sack fly after reaching base on a fielder's choice. I swear, you get that guy on base, it's like a double every time. And he scores on a pass ball that couldn't have been more than 5 feet away from the plate at any point. Aggressive base running there nets the 45s another run. That's Torres Torioka coming around. And there's now two outs with nobody on here. 3-0 45s in the bottom of the fourth. Ricciardi still in the stretch. Not sure why. That ball is up and in for a ball. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here on Ryan Williams. That's a called third strike, and that's the final out of the inning. 45s get one more. One run each of the last three. They now lead 3-0 headed to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
At WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized health care for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, WellCareMD.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fifth here, Brett Bovee getting ready to start his fifth inning of work. He's thrown four scoreless. Leadoff man is Austin Spanauer, the catcher and number seven hitter, and he hits the first pitch into center field for a leadoff single. So runner on first here to lead off the inning with nobody out. That'll bring up Taylor Angley Holman, former Enterprise High School graduate. Now playing for the Auburn Wildcats down there. He singled his first time, one for one. Bode back in the stretch here. Checks the runner, first pitch. That's a line drive up the middle, and that's going to be another single there. So two pitches, two singles by the 7 and 8 hitters here for Auburn. They've got something going here. Runners on first and second now with nobody out. That'll bring up Taylor Garcia. Struck out swinging his first time. On this day in baseball history, 1960, home plate umpire Frank Descoli stopped play for 24 minutes when Willie McCovey of the San Francisco Giants hit a pitch into shallow left field that no one could see because of the dense fog at Candlestick Park. The Giant first baseman's second inning invisible triple didn't deter the Dodgers, who went on to win that game 5-3. On this day in 1960, Willie McCovey with the invisible triple into the fog in left field, showing bunt there. And now breaking for third is the runner, and he's going to make it as Taylor was charging at third, unable to get back to the bag. So Spanauer will advance to third. Runners on first and third now with nobody out. Garcia, the number nine hitter and second baseman, showed bunt but pulled it back. One ball, no strikes. And speaking of the Dodgers, it is tourist season. The Mighty Fine would like to welcome all of our lake-visiting friends from Southern California. Mighty Fine is waiving our 10% surcharge on all L.A. Dodger fans for the remainder of the summer on account of them not winning a World Series since Ronald Reagan was president. That's a 4-6-3 double play as a line drive to Ryan Torres Troyoka. Knocked down. And he flips it to Meinhoff, who keystones it to first. And that's a 4-6-3. Just like that, there's two down. As I mentioned, Mighty Fine waiving our 10% surcharge on all Dodgers fans for the remainder of the summer. You heard right. At Mighty Fine, fans in blue are people, too. Over 250 beers, over 1,000 cool drinks at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. That's Mighty Fine Foods. Just kidding, all you Dodger fans out there. You'll get them next year, I'm sure. Oh, two outs now and a runner on third. Bovee throws one down in the dirt. Great block there by Diaz to keep it in front of him.
His full name is Ignacio.
Ignacio Diaz. Iggy to his friends.
Yeah.
Out of UC Davis, part of the three-headed catching platoon here with Zach Trueblood, Reading native, as well as Jonathan Alvarez from Venezuela. A 1-0 pitch, and that ball is flied very high to center. Anderson circling underneath it. He's going to have plenty of time, and that'll end the inning. So Bove pitches out of a first and third, no-out jam, rolls a double play, and gets a flyout. Five scoreless for the Las Vegas native. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Here's some important information from REU, Reading's electric utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
3-0 Reading here as we start the bottom of the fifth. It's going to be the 4-5-6 hitters here for your hometown 45s. Sean Sutton, Jake Taylor, and DJ Porter in that order. Sutton 0-for-2 so far tonight. First pitch misses there for a ball, or first pitch is a strike, sorry, 0-1. Sutton hitting 306 on the season. Batting left-handed here against the righty, Ricciardi. That one is just outside, 1-1. On Sutton. Get you some updates for your Bay Area sports here. Giants tied with the Padres 1-1. That game is in San Diego, bottom of the second inning. A's currently trailing the Blue Jays 6-3 in Oakland. That's in the top of the fourth. Called strike there. It's now 1-2 on Sutton. Ricciardi now working exclusively from the stretch, and that ball is fouled away. Count remains 1-2. Starting comes set. Now he's ready. Here's another 1-2 to Sutton. That ball is down in the dirt. 2-2 now. Pitch to Sutton. That's a line drive up the middle. It's going to be taken out there a second. Long throw, and he's going to beat it out. Going against his grain there was Garcia. As that one is off the end of the bat, right up the middle, and Sutton beats it out. He's 1-for-3 tonight. That'll bring up Jake Taylor. Home run in the second to lead off the scoring. He's also drawn a walk. Scored twice. 1-for-1 is Jake Taylor. In the top of the fifth, whenever the Colt 45s throw a scoreless top half of the fifth, that's known as the frozen fifth. Dollar off selected ice cream here at the snack bar. And speaking of ice cream, it's an ice cream kind of day in the North State. Why not stop by Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista to peruse their selection of over 100 kinds of ice cream? We also have over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine selection. Mighty Fine is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake, locally owned and operated at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, proud supporters of your Colt 45s here on KCNR. First pitch here to Taylor is up high, 1-0. That's a deep drive to left field. That ball is headed back. Way back. It is out of here. Second home run of the game for Jake Taylor. And it's now 5-0. Have a game, Jake Taylor. Second home run of the game. Third RBI. Third run scored. And in the bottom of the fifth with nobody out, it's 5-0 Reading Colt 45s. Team celebration over there in front of the home dugout for Jake Taylor as he deposited that one just over the left field fence. The first one out into Cypress Avenue over the netting. This one, he just reached out and poked it right over the fence. Porter now will bat, and he pops up the first pitch on the infield, and the shortstop is going to take it. So DJ pops out. He's now 1-for-3. And there's one out now. And that'll bring up Chandler Anderson. He had an RBI single his last time. He's one for one. He's also drawn a walk. Also played some pretty good defense out there in center thus far tonight. That ball has popped up on the infield as well on the first pitch. So this one's going to be taken by the first baseman, Shigematsu. So after a single and a home run, two pop-outs on two pitches, and there's two down here. That'll bring up Ignacio Diaz. He's flown out and grounded out, 0 for 2 tonight. Colt 45 is leading 5-0 here. And if I didn't already make his first home run of the game, the Kia drive of the game, I would have said this one was the Kia drive of the game. Kia's drive of the week, the 2016 Kia Soul Test Drive, won at Reading Kia today. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. That's a Reading Kia. Diaz watches one on the inside corner. 0-1 now. Two runs already home here. Two out, nobody on. For UC Davis, Aggie catcher Ignacio Diaz. That one very high. 1-1 now. One pitch here from Ricciardi. Diaz lines it down the third baseline. That's a fair ball. He's going to take a big turn at first and take a look, and he's going to slow up and keep it to a single. Field, the left fielder getting over there quickly to cut it off. But that is a searing line drive single there by Ignacio Diaz. He's now 1-for-3 on the evening. And here's Meinhofer. He's 2-for-2 with two singles already. And it looks like we might have a pitching change here with two outs in the fifth, and we will. Let's take a short 60-second break here on KCNR for the pitching change. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We've got a new pitcher here for the visiting Auburn Wildcats. They trail 5-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Jake Taylor has hit his second home run of the game here in three plate appearances. He's also drawn a walk. And Ignacio Diaz chases the starter, Zach Ricciardi, with a single here, with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. There's Meinhofer. We'll get you that relief pitcher's name here as it becomes available. No 43 on the roster that we were handed, so we will do our best. Meinhofer watches one on the outside corner, 0-1. Mickey's 2-for-2 tonight with two singles. Diaz on first, big hole on the right side with two down. That one's down low, one ball, one strike now. One pitch is a foul tip into the glove there of the catcher. 1-2 now. Dusk is upon us here. We are under the lights here at Tiger Field. An absolutely perfect night for baseball. 45s leading 5-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Looking for more with two outs and a runner on first. The 1-2 to Meinhofer. That's a line drive up the middle. Third hit of the night. That's into the right center field gap. Diaz is going to round second and take third easily. Meinhofer takes a big turn at first. Throw will be cut off. Three singles in as many at-bats for Mickey Meinhofer, and he rudely greets the new pitcher with a solid single to center. Runners at the corners now with two down. That'll bring up Torres Torioka. He's walked, popped out, and hit into a fielder's choice. Also stolen a base and scored a run. That was in the fourth. 45s have scored in each of the last four innings here. A two-spot here on the two-run homer by Jake Taylor. And here's the second baseman, Torres Torioka. Line drive up the middle, another single. Diaz will score. Meinhofer to second. Torres Torioka slaps that one right back where it came from, up the middle on the first pitch he sees. And the seventh man to bat in the inning drives in another run. It's now 6-0. Three runs home here already in the bottom of the fifth. So Diaz comes around to score. Meinhofer will stop at second. And that'll bring up J.J. Hancock. 0-for-3. He's flown out three times here tonight. In an RBI chance here with runners on first and second. Two down. That's a line drive deep to center field. Yamada on the run. He's going to look, and it's going to get over his head. Scoring easily from second is Meinhofer. Torres Torioka on his horse will score easily from first as well. That's going to be an RBI triple for J.J. Hancock, and it's 8-0. 45s have blown this one open here in the fifth with a five spot, and they're not done yet. Hancock with his first hit of the night, a two-run double, scoring both runners. Two-run triple, pardon me. Ryan Williams will be the ninth man to bat as the 45s have now batted around here in the bottom of the fifth. Every hitter in the lineup has at least one hit for the 45s here tonight. And several of them have more than one. It's now 8-0. Williams watches a slider outside, 1-0. On deck, Sutton, he led off the inning with a single. And eventually scored. That's a fly ball deep to right center field. Yamada headed back, and he's going to settle under it there. And that'll end the inning as he takes about a step in front of the warning track. And mercifully for the visiting Wildcats, the inning is over. But five runs across have made this an 8-0 ball game. We head to the top of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the sixth here at Tiger Field. Colt 45s with a five spot in the bottom of the fifth. They now lead 8-0 in support of right-hander Brett Beauvais, going for his sixth win in seven starts here. He's 5-0 on the season with a minuscule 1.63 ERA coming in tonight. He's shrunk that down even further with five scoreless here thus far. First pitch misses for a ball there to Kyle Yamada. It's going to be the 2-3-4 hitters here for Auburn. Yamada, Malone, and Vesey. Yamada doubled in the first. He's 1-for-2. That one misses as well. It's now 2-0 from Beauvais. This is game one of a three-game series here against these Auburn Wildcats. It's a called strike 2-1 now. We'll do it again here tomorrow night on KCNR 1460 at 7:15. Then Sunday at a 6 p.m. start time for the getaway game. 2-1 count now. That's a chopper to the left side. Meinhofer tries to come in and take it on the short hop, and it scoots right by him. So that'll be a leadoff base runner. Yamada reaches at first. We'll see how they want to score that one. So here's Tyler Malone, the shortstop. He struck out looking and flown out to center. 0-2 on the evening. It's the best time of year. Summer is here, and on your way to the lake or Burning Falls, stop by Mighty Fine in Bella Vista with over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and hot food served all day. Mighty Fine is your locally owned and operated one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Big store selection, small store service. Mighty Fine, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460, as well as the NorCal Sports Hour every week at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. Every Tuesday at 6, get your NorCal Sports fix on KCNR 1460. That ball is high, 1-0 here on Malone, the shortstop. We do all things Giants, A's, Warriors, Kings, Niners, Raiders, and all your local standouts here. During the school year, we cover all the local schools during the summer. Colt 45's baseball, 1-0 now. That one misses as well, 2-0 now. On the shortstop, number 3 hitter, Malone. On deck, Jack Veazey, the DH. Also 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Snap throw over to first by Bove, and runner is back. Two 0 pitches in there for a strike. 2-1 now. Two-one pitch forthcoming here. Gets the sign from Diaz. He kicks and fires. That's a ground ball to second. This could be 2-4. And no, it kicks right by Torres Torioka. Runner's going to advance to third. That'll be an E4. An uncharacteristic play there by the usually sure-handed Ryan Torres Torioka. And we've got runners at the corners now as Malone reaches on the error. They are going to call that ground ball by Yamada a single to lead off the inning. So a single, then an error. Has runners at the corners here with nobody out here. For the cleanup hitter, D.H. Jack Veazey. Right-handed batter here against Bove. Pitched out of a first and third nobody out spot. In the fifth inning, rolled a double play and then got a flyout. This one's popped up. Foul and out of play down the right side behind the visitor's dugout, 0-1. 45's leading 8-0 here in the top of the sixth. Another stellar start here by Brett Bove. He's thrown 5 scoreless. In line for the win here. He's tied for the team lead and wins. He's 5-0, tied with Brandon Lupton, who's 5-1 on the season. The 0-1 pitch, that's a changeup down there. Good job there by Diaz to keep it in front of him. Drops down and uses his body to block that one. 1-1 strike now. Comes set now, checks the runner. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That's a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's glove. 1-2 now. Good challenge fastball there. And the beer batter, who's already obliged the fans once here in the first, in a strikeout situation here with one, first and third and nobody out. Here's the 1-2 from Brett. And he fouls that one out of play down the right field line. Count remains 1-2. It's MLB night here at the park. We're giving away 2 Giants tickets to the July 28th game at AT&T Park. Here's the 1-2. That's down in the dirt. And a great job there again by Diaz on a changeup. The bounce just in front of the plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bove comes set now. He gets the sign from Diaz. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball high. Does not chase. Full count now. And we'll see if they want to start the runner over there at first. First and third. Nobody out here. After an infield single and an error. gets the sign. Now he's ready. Here's the payoff pitch. That ball is popped up into shallow right field. Hancock now coming in. Runner tagging at third. We'll see if he wants to try and test the arm here. Hancock uncorks a seed. Runner breaks from first, and he's out. It's no. Safe at second. Throw looks like it beat him. Meinhofer can't believe it. Diaz, after he saw the runner was not going to try and tag from third, came up and took the throw a couple steps in front of the plate to make his throw to second a little shorter. A bang-bang play down there at second. But the umpire says Malone did get in there. So a fly out to number nine for Vesey. No RBI, but Malone does advance to second. So second and third now with one down for Taylor Field. He's one for two, singled his last time up. Takes a called strike at the knees there, 0-1. Field didn't like that call. Thought it was maybe a little below the knees, but nonetheless, pitcher strike, 0-1. Field popped out in the second, singled in the fourth. Well, there it comes, set. Here's the 0-1. That one was down in the dirt. 1-1 now. Fastball at his shoe tops. One ball, one strike, one out now. Get you some scores from around the league here. Cubs get back in the win column against the Rangers, 6-0 in interleague play. That's a ground ball to the first base side. Sutton takes it. He's going to flip it to Bove. 3-1 on the putout. The run will score from third. So the second out of the inning is retired. 3-1 and an RBI for Field. Now 8-1 as that ends the shutout here in the top of the sixth. Two outs, runner on third now, and it's going to be Theron Shigematsu. He's grounded out to shortstop and grounded out to third, 0-2. Mets over the Phillies 5-3. Boston over the Yankees by the same score. Washington beats Pittsburgh 5-1. Baltimore over Tampa Bay 4-3. First pitch is high here to Shigematsu, 1-0. Kansas City falls to the Tigers 4-2. Cincinnati over Milwaukee 5-4. Colorado beats up on Atlanta 11-2. Cleveland over Minnesota 5-2. The rest of your game's all still in action. Here's the 1-0 from Bove. That's in there for a strike. And nope, that one missed a little high as well, I guess. 2-0. You can get the low strike here, but the one at the letters above the belt, probably not going to get it tonight by the indications we've seen thus far. 2-0 pitch. This one is popped up on the infield. This should end the inning. Over to take it is the second baseman, Torres Torioka, and that will be the third out. So one run home in the top half. 45's lead 8-1. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
The new pitcher who came in the bottom of the fifth in relief of the starter, Ricciardi, for the visiting Auburn Wildcats, is number 43, Michael Hatfield. So he retired the final out of the fifth, and now we'll start the sixth inning here for the Wildcats. That's a line drive, one hopper out to shortstop, and Sutton is retired 6-3 for the first out of the inning. It's going to be Sutton, Taylor, Porter. Same first three that led off last inning as the 45s pounded out six hits, scored five runs, and sent all nine men to the plate. And route to that five-run fifth that put them up 8-0. They currently lead 8-1. Here's Jake Taylor, two home runs already on the night. He's also drawn a walk, scored all three times he's gone to the plate. First pitch is down in the dirt. 1-0, and you might just want to walk Jake tonight as everything's probably looking like a beach ball to him up there. Solo home run in the second, two-run homer last inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and that one's outside 2-0 now. This is game one of a three-game series against the Auburn Wildcats. We'll do it again tomorrow night here, same time, 7:15, first pitch, Sunday night, 6 o'clock. You can check Redding and Colt 45s for the entire schedule. Just nine home games left after tonight. That's a called strike there, 2-1. All three games of the weekend series versus the Wildcats, sponsored by Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. At Mighty Fine, you'll get big store selection and small store service. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine at the corner of 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Proud supporters of the NorCal Sports Hour, as well as Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. 3-1 now on Taylor, and they walked him. So with Jake Taylor, it's either a walk or a home run, and this time it's a walk. He's got two of each tonight, and with one out, he reaches on the base on balls. Here's D.J. Porter. He singled in the third. He's 1-for-3 tonight. First pitch there is popped out of play by D.J., 0-1. Porter hitting 274 on the season as a runner on first and one down. Big hole on the right side, and that's a breaking ball just a little bit high. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out here. 45s leading 8-1. Taylor at first. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That one is high. 2-1 now. Good take there by Porter. Right-hander Michael Hatfield here, trying to throw up the first scoreless inning since the first. 45s have scored in each of the last four innings. That's a called strike there now, 2-2. Single runs in the second, third, and fourth before they exploded for a five spot in the fifth. They lead it 8-1. Hitters count here for DJ, 3-1. And he has one up at his left shoulder, has to back out of the way. That's a five-pitch walk. Porter reaches and back-to-back walks here with one out. Have runners at the first and second base spot for Chandler Anderson. Anderson's 1-for-2 tonight with a single and an RBI. He's also drawn a walk. Got his average up to 333 here on the season. We've got a meeting at the mound here and a trivia question here at the park. Which team has the most losses? I'm not sure if you mean single season or all time. If it's single season, it's got to be those awful Detroit Tigers from several years ago. All time, that's a little tougher. I have to go to my baseball reference for that. Meeting at the mound here now being broken up by the umpire. Looks like they might just be buying time as we've got now a lefty out in the bullpen getting warm for Auburn. They're going to leave Hatfield in there. He's recorded one out to finish the fifth and one out here in the bottom of the sixth, but he's walked two men after recording that first out. So he got Sutton to ground out to shortstop on the first at bat of the inning and since walked Jake Taylor and DJ Porter. So here's Anderson. Watches one up around the letters. High 1-0. Answer to your trivia question, Philadelphia Phillies. There you have it. 1-0. That's a line drive to left field. That's going to get down. Taylor rounding third. They're going to hold him up as the left fielder field got to that quickly and uncorked a great throw to the plate. So a sharp line drive taken on one hop by Anderson, unable to get the RBI due to the defense there. But we've got bases loaded now with one out. And Ignacio Diaz at the plate. Second hit of the night in three at-bats. Four plate appearances total for Anderson. So Taylor at third, Porter at second, Anderson at first for Ignacio Diaz. Hatfield now in the windup with the bases loaded, and that's a called strike, 0-1. Ignacio 1-for-3. He had a single and scored in that five-run fifth when the 45s bat around. This one skips past the catcher to the duck, to the backstop, and sliding in at home is Jake Taylor. A close play at the plate. Catcher did a good job just to get it back to Hatfield, who was covering, but Taylor slides in under the tag and scores. It's now 9-1. Other runners move up, so now second and third with one out. Count is 1-1 on Ignacio Diaz. So the 45s now have scored in five straight innings and not done yet, with 2 men in scoring position and just one down here. Looking to open this one up a little more. 1-1 pitch. That ball is drilled deep to left field and foul. A no-doubter headed out towards Cypress Avenue, but well foul as Diaz squared it up, just couldn't keep it fair. One ball, two strikes now. Hatfield still working out of the windup here with runners on second and third. That's a ground ball to third base. Diving stop, and he knocks it down, but he's going to have no play. Scoring from third is Porter as the third baseman for Auburn. Tried to backhand it. That's Angley Holman, the former Enterprise Hornet. Porter running on contact. Scores. That's an RBI single there for Diaz, his second hit of the night. And it's now 10-1. Two runs home here, still only one down. And we are going to have a pitching change. We'll take a short 60-second break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with more Colt 45s baseball.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
And we're back here at Tiger Field. We've got a left-handed relief pitcher. We'll get you that information as it becomes available. So that'll close the book just about on the right-hander Hatfield here. He went two-thirds of an inning. Got the last out of the fifth inning and the first out of the sixth, and that's all he'll get. As Mickey Meinhofer now will be the first batter to face a new pitcher for the second time in as many innings. He came in against Hatfield and had a single in the bottom of the fifth. He eventually came around to score in that inning as well. 10-1 here. Meinhofer 3-for-3 tonight. Meinhofer facing the lefty, number 42. That ball is outside, 1-0. Runners on first and second now. Still only one out for Meinhofer, the shortstop. 1-0 pitch. That's a foul ball out of play. 1-1 now. On deck, Torres Torioka. He's 1-for-3 with a walk. He's also scored twice and driven in a run. Just a typical game at the top of the lineup there for Ryan Torres Torioka. Causing havoc on the base paths. Already scored two runs. One ball, one strike, one out. Here's the pitch to Meinhofer. That's a little flare out into right center field as he went down and golfed it, taking it, and a strong throw from right field. Runners will not advance, so Meinhofer flies out to right. First time they've got him out all night. Now he's 3-for-4. And here's Torioka again, about right-handed for the first time here against the lefty reliever. Two runs already home here with two down in the bottom of the sixth. 45 is leading 10-1. Torioka's popped out, walked, grounded into a fielder's choice, and singled. Also stolen base, scored twice, and driven in a run. That's a curveball in there at the knees for a strike. 0-1. Absolutely perfect night for baseball here. We're under the lights at Tiger Field. Colt 45s with a commanding 10-1 lead here in game one of a three-game series. 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss down at the knees. Torioka in a quick 0-2 hole here. Hancock on deck. Should Torioka reach? Pitcher comes set. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Down in the dirt. And this one kicks past the catcher. Both runners are going to move up. Diaz goes to second. And Anderson over to third. Count is now 1-2 with two down. Meeting at the mound between the pitcher and the catcher. We'll get you your local scores here. Padres leading the Giants 2-1 in the top of the fourth. That game in San Diego. Andrew Kashner, the starter for the Padres, against Madison Bumgarner. And the A's trailing 7-4 in Oakland in the bottom of the fifth against the slugging Toronto Blue Jays. Daniel Mengden was the starter tonight. Not his best start of the season here tonight for the A's. That's a line drive out to second base, and that'll end the inning as Torres Torioka kind of just reached out and poked that one, and a line drive to second will be the third out. But two runs home here stretches the lead out to 10-1. We head to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Colt 45 is leading 10-1 as we start the top of the seventh. New pitcher here for your Reading Colt 45s is going to be number 37, Billy Fogel out of Texas. He comes in relief of Brett Beauvais, who throws six innings of one-run ball in line for his sixth win of the season in just seven starts. That would be his team-leading sixth win. Should this 10-1 lead hold up here? Auburn needing to get 9 runs before they get 9 outs. We start the top of the 7th. It's going to be the bottom of the lineup. 7, 8, 9 hitters. Austin Spainauer, Taylor Angley-Holman, and Taylor Garcia. Catcher, third baseman, and second baseman, respectively. Spainauer singled in his last at bat in the 5th. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Also lined out in the 2nd. Vogel making his 8th appearance of the season here. First pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. 8 strikeouts in 13 innings. Allowed just 3 earned runs for a 2.02 ERA. Second to only Seth Kinnebe in bullpen ERA on the Colt 45s. 1-1 as that one's down low. Vogel not wasting any time. Here's the windup, the 1-1 pitch. That's a ground ball to second base. Torres Torioka up with it. Throws it on to first, and he's out 4-3. There's one down. Tonight's game is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. We are your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Steaks and sauces, beer to briquettes, ice and the cooler to put it in, and hot food served all day. We've got everything you need at Mighty Fine, conveniently located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Proud sponsors of your Redding Colt and 45s. Mighty Fine Foods. One out now, and here's Angley-Holman, the third baseman, former Enterprise High School Hornet, and Shasta College Knight, now playing for the Auburn Wildcats down there in the Summer League. Now plays his college ball at American River College. 0-1 after the strike at the knees. That one's down low from Vogel. 1-1. Gets the sign from Diaz. Here's the 1-1 from Vogel. And that's a foul ball back to the screen. 1-2 now. One out, nobody out here in the top of the 7th. Colt 45's got 2 in the bottom of the 6th to stretch their lead to 10-1. Starter tonight was Brett Bove out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Through 6 innings of 1-run ball, he's in line for the win. One-two pitch here. That's a little chopper to second base. Torres Torioka with 2 plays already this inning. 4-3 on both. And there's 2 down now. There's Taylor Garcia. He struck out and grounded into a double play. 0-2 so far. Garcia, the number 9 hitter. Standing in against Billy Fogle. One man warming up for the 45s down there, so this might be a one-inning stint here for Fogle, though he's been remarkably efficient this inning. One man away from getting a 1-2-3. That's a foul ball down the right field line into the parking lot. Vogel gets the sign from Diaz. He winds and fires the 0-1 pitch. And that's a breaking ball that doesn't quite get back down into the strike zone. 1-1, a little bit high. And that one backs him off the plate a little bit. 2-1.
Youngsters that want to say, take me out to the ball game.
Please find Riley and beat by the snack ball. 2 balls, 1 strike here. Fogle winds and fires. That one's down in the dirt. 3-1 now. Hitters count on the number 9 hitter, second baseman Garcia, with 2 outs and nobody on. So you figure Fogle's going to be aggressive to the strike zone here with a big lead. Here's the 3-1. That's a ground ball to the left side. That's going to get through. No, Meinhofer's going to knock it down. It's short. No chance to throw him out. Great effort there just to keep it on the infield. But that'll be an infield hit. Two-out single turns it over to the top of the lineup. Here's Sam Lee Curtis. He's lined out once and flown out twice, 0 for 3 on the evening. Sutton holding the runner on at first. Vogel going to pitch from the stretch for the first time here tonight. Down in the bullpen, it looks like number 28 right-hander Blake Williams. A possible eighth-inning pitcher here for your 45s. That's a slider in there from Vogel. Good pitch. 0-1. He steals a strike with a breaking ball. Vogel's slowing it down here with a runner on base now. Gets the sign from Diaz. Comes set. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And another slider and another called strike. So Curtis has watched two good ones there, and he's quickly down 0-2. Comes set, now he's ready. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That's a ground ball to the left side, foul. Good hands over there by pitching coach Barrick Fasking to knock that one down. Runner on first, two down here in the top of the seventh. 45s comfortably ahead, 10-1. On the strength of a big five-run fifth, but they've scored in all innings but the first. One in the second, third, fourth. Two in the sixth, and a big five-run fifth. Have them up 10-1. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and that's down in the dirt. Gets past Diaz. Runner's going to advance to second. So Curtis watches one in the dirt, and Garcia advances to second now with two down. Vogel gets the sign from Diaz. He comes set. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That ball has popped up on the infield. Now out at shallow right field. A step or two on the grass is Torioka. And he will take it. That'll end the inning. So a scoreless top of the seventh. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Seventh inning stretch time here. It's 10-1 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
And we're back here at Tiger Field doing the drawing for the July 28th Giants. Two tickets. Got a raffle going here. Getting ready to start at the bottom of the seventh, but we got to wait till we give away some Giants tickets. J.J. Hancock going to lead off for your hometown 45s.
8-7-4-4.
It'll be the 2-3-4 hitters, Hancock, Williams, and Sutton. Hancock had a two-run triple his last time. One for four tonight.
Congratulations, bring on down.
And one lucky fan here has just won two tickets to the July 28th Giants game in San Francisco at AT&T Park. Lefty Louis Merlot getting ready to start his first full inning here for the Auburn Wildcats. He's going to face J.J. Hancock. One ball, no strike here is on Hancock. That's a line drive right at the second baseman, and he's retired. Scored a line out to number four, and there's one down here. That'll bring up Ryan Williams. Singled in the first. He's one for four as well. Tonight's game sponsored by Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista with over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, and the best meat prices in Shasta County. Mighty Fine is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Proud sponsors of your Redding Colt 45s. Mighty Fine is located at 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Our thanks to Mighty Fine. We're sponsoring the Colt 45s here. First pitch from Merlot is a strike to Williams, and the second one is fouled back to the screen. So a quick 0-2 here on Ryan Williams. That one misses there. 1-2 now. Merlot came in and got the last two outs of that sixth inning and starting his first full inning here in the seventh. Has one out and nobody on. 1-2 here to Williams. Swinging and a miss. He got him on a breaking ball down below the knees. And Williams is retired. Two outs now. That'll bring up Sean Sutton. One for four with a single. So here's Sutton with two out and nobody on. Got a defensive change for you last inning. Get that for you one moment here. Sutton watches one up 1-0. On deck is Austin LeBou. He came in to play third base for Jake Taylor last inning, so that will close the book on Jake Taylor. Two for two, two home runs, three RBI, two walks, and three runs scored. A fantastic night for the Seattle University third baseman, hitting his fourth and fifth home runs on the year, now second on the team in that category. 1-1 on Sutton. There's a called strike from Merlot. That's a fly ball to right field, and it's playable. This should be the final out of the inning, and it is. Sutton flies out to right. 1-2-3 go the 45s. We head to the top of the eighth. 10-1 Redding. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Here's some energy savings tips from REU, Redding's electric utility. Air conditioning is a significant part of your electricity cost in the summer. Setting your thermostat to 78 degrees maintains good balance between comfort and energy use. But did you know you can save up to 10% on your cooling costs for every 2 degrees you raise your thermostat? For more energy saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Our guests for Monday will include Enjoy the Magazine, Rhonda Ball, and James Masada to talk about what's happening in Northern California during this month and next month. We'll also do catch-ups on what happened in Nice, France, and any follow-ups to that. This and much more Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hello, at Hilltop Medical Clinic, we're here when you need us. No appointments are necessary. This gives us a unique picture of the health and the infections that are circulating in our community. Want to know if influenza has arrived in Redding? Then like our Hilltop Medical Clinic Facebook page or go to our website at hilltopmedicalclinic.com. Awareness is one of the best ways to protect the health of your family and children. Hilltop Medical Clinics, 221-1565 or 246-4629.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher here for the Colt 45s in the top of the eighth is going to be Santa Rosa Junior College's Blake Williams, a 6'2 right-hander out of Alturas, California. Going to be making his 10th appearance here. 16 innings thus far this season. He's given up just 5 earned runs for a solid 2.81 ERA. He's also got 15 strikeouts in 16 innings against just 8 walks. He's been a strong right-handed option out of the bullpen all season long for Greg Catteray's Colt 45s. So he relieves Spogel, who threw a scoreless 7th inning, allowing just 1 hit, faced just 1 over the minimum. It's going to be the 2-3-4 hitters here, Yamada, Malone, and Vizi, leading off the bottom of the 8th, or top of the 8th, pardon me.
We got an answer over here.
Yamada is 2-for-3. He's got a double and a single. He's also scored the lone run of the ball game for the visiting Fairfield Indians. This is game one of a 3-game series. We're going to have another one for you tomorrow night at 7:15. And a third one on Sunday night at 6 o'clock. This portion of tonight's game sponsored by the Mighty Fine Meat Department. Store owner and butcher Ed DeFore has been cutting meat since the 1960s and will not be undersold. For the absolute best meat prices in Shasta County, stop by Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes. In beautiful Bella Vista, when you think steaks, ribs, or chicken, think Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned and operated, and proud supporters of your Redding Colt 45s. First pitch here from Williams to Yamada is a ball, 1-0. And that one misses outside, 2-0 now. 45s leading 10-1 here. Nobody scored in the 7th inning, first time since the 1st inning that neither team scored at least 1 run. Been all 45s here tonight. They lead 10-1. That's a called strike on 2-0. It's now 2-1 to the center fielder Yamada, who's had a lot of work out there in center field defensively. His 45s have been knocking the ball around all night. That's a called strike now, 2-2. So he works it back from a 2-0 count. Does Williams to get back to 2-2. As I mentioned, LeBoux over at third now for Jake Taylor. And that's a ball outside. Full count now. That's the line drive into right field, and that's going to be a single. Third hit of the night for Yamada. Second single to go along with the double he had in the first. He's 3-for-4 tonight. And here's Taylor Malone. It reached on an error his last time. He's 0-for-3. He's also struck out and flown out. Just 9 home games left after tonight. Hard to believe this is game 34 out of 45 on the season. 2 over in Humboldt against the Crabs on the 26th and 27th. Otherwise, just 9 more home games after tonight. Hard to believe we're coming to the end of the season here. You can get the entire schedule on RedingColt45s.com. Called strike here to Malone from Williams. It's 0-1. Come set, he fires. That ball is fouled out of play. A quick 0-2 now here on the shortstop for the Auburn Wildcats. Your pitcher of record is Brett Bove. He went 6 innings, gave up 1 run, unearned. To protect that sparkling 1.63 ERA, that'll probably go down a little bit even more. Here's an 0-2 from Williams. That one's way outside, 1-2 now. Sutton holding the runner on at first. Against the left-handed hitting Malone here. 1-2. Blake Williams comes set, gets the sign, now he's ready. Here's the line drive back to first, and Sutton spears it, and he caught the ball with his glove about a foot off the ground and just tags the base with his glove.
Oh, I wish we had a replay right now.
These are the times we regret that we're on radio, because that would have a very visually appealing defensive play there is Sutton with an unassisted double play, and just like that, the leadoff single is erased. There's 2 down. Scored a line out to number 3, unassisted double play. Second double play of the night, 45s have turned by my count. This one of the line drive variety. And there's 2 outs and nobody on. Here's the cleanup hitter, Jack Vizi. He's up 1-0. His first pitch misses. These the 0 for 3s, flown out twice and struck out once. That ball's down in the root, 2-0 now. For all you Bay Area fans, Padres up on the Giants, 4-1 in the bottom of the fifth. That's in San Diego. Oakland has come back to tie the game in Oakland, 7-7. In a wild one in Oakland against the Blue Jays. John Axford now in for Oakland. 3-0 now as the pitch misses down in the dirt there. 2 VZ. Williams ready, now he fires. That's a strike in there. 3-1 now. Still a good hitter's count here for the cleanup hitter. There's time running out here on the Auburn Wildcats. They've got to score 9 runs before they give up, before they have 4 outs. And a 5-pitch walk there by Williams. So with 2 outs and nobody on, VZ draws a walk. Here's Taylor Field. He's 1 for 3 with a single. He's also driven in a run on an RBI ground out in the sixth, lone run of the game. Drove in Yamada. Williams comes set. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat, and that's in there for a strike. Field tried to do the old Derek Jeter lift my arms up to keep it from hitting me because it's so far inside thing, but did not work. Called strike there with a slider over the inside corner. Good front door breaking ball there by Williams, and he's up a quick 0-2. Runner takes his lead from first, being held on by Sutton. Here's the 0-2 pitch now from Blake Williams. And that's fouled back out of play. Looked like a slider outside. He chased it, but wasn't able to do anything with it. Count remains 0-2. That's a chopper to second base. Torioka backs up, takes it on the big hop, and makes the play over to Sutton. 4-3 on the putout. Another scoreless inning here. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Reading leading 10-1. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Here's some energy savings tips from REU, Reading's electric utility. Air conditioning is a significant part of your electricity cost in the summer. Setting your thermostat to 78 degrees maintains good balance between comfort and energy use. But did you know you can save up to 10% on your cooling costs for every 2 degrees you raise your thermostat? For more energy saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times awaiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the eighth here. It's going to be the 5-6-7 hitters, Taylor, Porter, and Anderson. Taylor was replaced by LeBou in the fifth. Cottonwood native Austin LeBou will take his first at bat here against Merlot, the lefty. Takes one on the outside corner, 0-1 here. Tonight's game sponsored by locally owned and operated Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. If you don't enjoy parking a quarter mile from the door and shopping with thousands of people, come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods. The big box stores will never miss you. When you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Local, independent, and proud of it, Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. on the radio. This one's hit hard out to center field. Yamada on the run. He's not going to get there. It's going to get down in the gap. LeBou rounding first, headed for second, and he's going to have a stand-up double to lead off the inning. And it doesn't matter who's in that third base spot. They're all hitting. Two home runs and two walks by Jake Taylor. He's replaced by Austin LeBou in the fifth, and LeBou promptly comes in and hits a double in his first at-bat to lead off the bottom of the eighth. Here's DJ Porter. He drew a walk and scored his last time. He's also singled in three other plate appearances, one for three with a single and a walk. He steps up here with a man on second and nobody out here. Curveball down in the dirt from Merlot. 1-0. Chandler Anderson on deck. He will bat next. LeBou showing good opposite field powers. That one was out to the right center field gap. 1-0 pitch, and Porter takes one on the outside corner. 1-1 now. Merlot comes set, checks the runner at second. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That's a deep fly ball to left field. That ball is back. Circling under it now is the left fielder, and he's going to make the catch at the wall. Just missing a home run, just getting under it was DJ Porter. Scored a fly out to number seven. Runner retreats back to second base. That's LeBou. So here's Anderson. He's walked, singled, and singled yet again to go with a pop-out. He's 2-for-3 with an RBI on the night. Runner on second, one down now. Merlot fires a curveball. That one misses outside, 1-0. On deck, Ignacio Diaz, or Iggy, as Maddie calls him. Swing and a miss there by Anderson. Good change up there from Merlot. Had him out in front. 1-1 now with one out. Fairly easy selection for player of the game here tonight, barring any wild shifts in narrative. You got to think the starting pitcher, Brett Beauvais, leading the team in wins with six, assuming they can hold on to this 10-1 lead here for three more outs. And then, of course, Jake Taylor, two home runs tonight. Did not make an out in four plate appearances. Here's a 1-2 pitch. That's a line drive to left field. Should be playable out there. Anderson waited nicely on a breaking ball, but hit it right at the left fielder. Tough break there for Chandler. He's the second out of the inning. Scored a line out to number seven. That'll bring up Diaz. Diaz has flown out, grounded out, and he's got two singles. He's also scored a run, 2-for-4 tonight. Ignacio, in limited time, is actually the leading hitter for the Reading Colt 45s. First pitch of the at-bat is very high. 1-0. With his 2-for-4 here tonight, he's bumped his average up to 4.33. He's 13-for-30 on the season. 1-0 now. Swing and a miss, and he did not get cheated there. Big cut. Might have gotten a little bit of a foul tip there, but nonetheless, it's 1-1. Meinhoffer on deck. He's 3-for-4 as well. A really very full stat sheet for me here tonight. Just two innings. The first and the seventh, which the 45s did not score at least one run. That's a curveball. Nicely drops in on the outside corner. Diaz watches it for a strike. 1-2 now. Best breaking ball Merlot's thrown all night. Two outs, runner on second. 1-2 count now on Ignacio Diaz. Fastball up around his eyes. 2-2. You mentioned Diaz hitting 433. He also got his fourth RBI on the season in his eighth game here. 2-2 pitch now, and that's a breaking ball that he fouls back to the screen. Curveball had a little hang time on it, but he was out in front a little bit. Count remains 2-2. Merlot comes set. Now he's ready. Here's another 2-2 to Diaz. It's a foul back to the screen. We'll line up and do it one more time. Good battle going here between Luis Merlot, number 42, the left-hander for Auburn, and UC Davis Aggie catcher Ignacio Diaz. That ball is popped up on the infield. It should be playable at first base for Shigematsu, and that will end the inning. So no runs here. One man stranded. We head to the top of the ninth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher here in the top of the ninth, Jeff Angelo, just going to get in some work here with a 10-1 lead. Scoreless seventh by Jake Angelo, pardon me. Billy Fogle threw a scoreless seventh. Blake Williams a scoreless eighth. And Jake Angelo will try to repeat the feat here in the ninth. Pitcher of record for your 45s, it's Brett Beauvais. Six innings of one-run ball, and that one run was unearned. He leads the team in ERA and will soon lead the team in wins here again with six, assuming that this lead holds up. Angelo out of Harris Stowe State, a right-hander with a lot of moving pitches there. Nothing goes straight from him. He's making his 11th appearance on the season here. In 17 innings, he's given up 8 runs for an ERA of 4.23. He's also got 13 strikeouts in 17 innings. Due up in the top of the ninth, it's going to be Shigematsu, Spanauer, and Angley Holman. 6-7-8 hitters. Shigematsu 0-3. He's grounded out twice and popped out. He'll be the first man to face Angelo here in the ninth. Angelo pitching exclusively out of the stretch here. First pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by the Mighty Fine Deli. Daily deli specials under $5. Mighty Fine Foods is now catering. Call 549-4884 and ask for Katie or April. Let us make your event one to remember without breaking the bank. Locally owned and operated at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on the radio, as well as the NorCal Sports Hour every Tuesday at 6, right here on KCNR as well. One ball, one strike. Now here's Angelo's ready. He kicks and fires. And a pretty curveball there. Can't throw it much better than that. Front door curveball. Shigematsu gives up on it, and he just dives right over that inside corner. It's been fun watching Jake pitch this summer, as that ball is really moving, reminiscent of a young Sergio Romo for the Giants. That's a fastball up in his eyes, and he was waiting for that one to break, too, and it never broke, and he struck him out. Nice pitch there by Angelo. So Shigematsu strikes out. That'll bring up Spainauer. They're down to their last two outs here. A reminder, we're going to do it again here tomorrow night. Game two of this series will be tomorrow night at 7:15. First pitch, we'll have pregame for you about 7:10. And then Sunday at 6 o'clock, first pitch for the getaway game. ReadingCool40Times.com for the entire schedule. And a slider that almost gets back over the inside corner, 1-0. One oh pitch forthcoming here from Angelo. Swing and a miss on a slider down at his ankles. Good pitcher's pitch there. He gets Spainauer to swing right through it. 1-1. Your starting pitcher tomorrow night will be right-hander Brandon Lupton, who he'll try to match Brett Beauvais' win total of 6. He's 5-1 on the season. And Angelo has one get away from him there. The breaking ball doesn't quite break. And the 1-1 pitch hits him, so Spainauer will reach first hit batsman we've had here tonight. And here's Taylor Angley Holman. Two for three tonight, two singles. Good production for Auburn out of the eighth spot in the lineup. Just haven't gotten enough through the rest of the lineup. As four pitchers have combined to give up just one run here through 8 1/3. Angelo looking to close this one out. Gets a called strike with a slider. 0-1. Gets the sign from Diaz. Now he comes set. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That ball is hit into shallow left field. Coming in is Porter. Heading out is Meinhofer. He's not going to get there. It drops in between them as... looked like Angley Holman there just kind of reached out and poked at that one, and it dropped right down into the no man's land in left field. Meinhofer had to go a long way. Would have been a spectacular play. That'll be a single. So with one out, a hit by a pitch and a single has runners on first and second now against Jake Angelo. That'll bring up Taylor Garcia. He singled his last time. He's also struck out, grounded into a double play, 1-for-3. First pitch of the at-bat, just a bit high, 1-0. Garcia, the second baseman, a number 9 hitter. As I mentioned, 1-for-3, top of the lineup on deck. Swing and a miss, great curveball there. Sam Lee Curtis is on deck. He's 0-for-4 tonight. He would bat next, barring a game-ending double play here by Angelo. We've seen him get ground balls quite a bit here this season. That's a slider that's in there for a strike on the outside corner. 1-2 now. Garcia steps out. Now he's ready to go. Angelo comes set, gets the sign from Diaz. The 1-2 pitch. And a slider outside, trying to get him to chase, did not oblige. 2-2 now. Here's the 2-2 from Angelo. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Good slider down at the shoe tops. Swung right through it. There's two down, and Auburn down to their last out here. It's going to be the leadoff hitter, Sam Lee Curtis. He's lined out once, flown out twice, popped out once. Trying to get off the schneid here. 0-for-4 tonight. He's got runners on first and second in a 10-1 ball game. Angelo trying to throw a scoreless inning here. Whittle his ERA down a little further. First pitch is high, 1-0. Giants still trailing 4-1 in the top of the seventh in San Diego. Andrew Cashner, the pitcher, against Madison Bumgarner. And that ball is lined down the left field line. That is hit very deep, and it is foul by a couple feet. Oakland still 7-7 with the Blue Jays. Good one going there in the Coliseum tonight. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike here on Curtis. Angelo checks the runner at second. Here's the 1-1. Way outside, 2-1 now. Angelo slowing it down here with runners on base. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Curtis. Swing and a miss. Another good slider down at his shoe tops. He's got that ball working here tonight. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. They're down to their last strike. 45 is getting ready to close out game one of this three-game series. They lead 10-1 here with two outs. Reminder, game two is tomorrow here, 7:15. Tune in at 7:10 for all the pregame. He kicks and fires. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him, and that ends the ball game. Four pitchers combined to throw a one-run ball game here for the Colt 45s. Your winning pitcher here tonight is Brett Beauvais. We'll be right back after these messages with your Colt 45s postgame show. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore for Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading Zone Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Speet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Use ceiling fans to keep cool in occupied rooms, but remember to turn them off when you leave. Ceiling fans left on in unoccupied rooms waste energy and cost you money. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
We're back here at Tiger Field. Colt 45's get the win here in game one of a three-game series tonight against the Auburn Wildcats. Your winning pitcher tonight is Brett Beauvais. He's here with us. Six innings of one-run ball, and that one run was unearned. I was telling you before the show here that your ERA when you came in tonight was 1.63. You whittled it all the way down to 1.38, and you went to 6-0 on the season here. In seven starts, what do you attribute? You scattered six hits over six innings and had three strikeouts. What do you attribute your success to this season as you've been absolutely in command? It seems like every start out there.
Just the same thing as always, just keeping the ball low no matter what, throwing a ton of strikes, and just changing it up to keep hitters off balance. But, I mean, the strikes are the most important part, just letting them put it in play, especially with these wood bats.
No walks here tonight for Brett Beauvais. Just one error in the field behind him leading to that unearned run and three strikeouts. And as you mentioned, throwing strikes, I think I can count the number of three-ball counts you had tonight on one hand. It seemed like it was 0-1, 0-2, 1-2 on just about everybody there tonight. And as we all know, batting averages plummet in 0-2 and 1-2 counts, and it seemed like you were ahead of them all night, changing speeds, changing sight lines, throwing to both sides of the plate. And you're 6-0 now, leading the team in wins now. Lupton gets the start tomorrow night. He's 5-1, so you've raised the bar for him as well. You guys have kind of been the co-aces or 1-1A, however you want to look at it there. He's got a pretty strong ERA himself as well, but he's going to be looking for win number 6 as well. You have a friendly competition going there. You guys talk about it at all, or is it just go out and do your thing?
Yeah, I think he was kind of giving some crap in the game because I don't know if he's that, but he was saying stuff before the game, but I mean, we all push each other, and it's good for the pitching staff as a whole.
Absolutely. He gets to start tomorrow night. You can let him know your ERA is a little lower than his as well. So something to shoot for there tomorrow for Brandon. We're here with our co-player of the game tonight, winning pitcher Brett Beauvais. Now 6-0, 1.38 ERA. He's given up just 6 earned runs in 33 innings to go along with 7 walks and 28 strikeouts, a 4-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. And, you know, we talked a little bit a couple starts ago. It seems like you're up here every time as a player of the game after you pitch. But you don't imagine yourself a strikeout guy. 3 strikeouts here tonight, you're pitching to contact. But when you see a ratio like that, 4-1, that tells you you're doing something right out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's more attributed to the low amount of walks because, I mean, you're right. I'm not a big strikeout guy. I pitch to contact a lot. But as long as you're throwing strikes and not walking people, that ratio is going to be good no matter what.
And your defense played pretty good catch behind you tonight. As I mentioned, just one error leading to an unearned run. But your outfielders chased everything down out there. You had turned a couple double plays here tonight behind you. And it seemed like when they know that you're going to be working quickly and you're going to be throwing strikes, there's not a lot of time to fall asleep out there on defense behind you. And they did a pretty good job for you tonight. I was mentioning we're going to have Jake Taylor, our co-player of the game, up here in just 1 minute. But looking at the stat sheet tonight, you could pick about just anybody out of the lineup tonight as they rack up 10 runs on the big inning was the 5-run fifth. Talk a little bit about Jake Taylor tonight, who went 2-for-2, had 2 walks, scored 3 times, and both of those hits, home runs to left field at 3 RBI. It's been fun to watch him. He's second on the team in home runs, but just as a teammate of his, what do you see down there that you like as far as how he takes his at-bats?
I mean, you can just tell that he's seeing the ball, especially on a night like tonight. After that first home run, you can tell. And then if a guy's walking like that too, I mean, you know he's really into the zone and he sees what's a ball and what's a strike. And it's great to have that kind of offensive support because then you can just go out there and throw strikes and get people out quick.
45's Chase starter Zach Ricciardi in the fifth inning. He went just 4 2/3. He takes the loss tonight. Our winning pitcher tonight is Brett Beauvais. Once again, 6 innings of 1-run ball, gets his 6th win of the season, moves to 6-0, and has a Bob Gibson-esque, or perhaps if you're slightly younger, a Kershawian 1.38 ERA as he leads the team and wins now. Thanks for coming on. I'd say, do you want to say hi to anybody out there? But you've been up here so many times, I think you've covered everybody. But anybody you want to say hi to out there?
No, not tonight. They're all covered.
All right. Brett Beauvais, it's old hat here, player of the game once again here. He gets his 6th win on the season. We're going to welcome Jake Taylor in here. And Jake, you came into the game tied for 2nd on the team in home runs with 3, and you put some distance between yourself and the rest of the pack here as you went 2-for-2, 2 walks tonight before lifted for a defensive replacement who himself hit a double later in the game as the game was out of reach at that point. But your line here tonight, 2-for-2, 2 home runs, 4 runs scored, 2 walks. It didn't get you out all night. It looks like the ball looked like a beach ball to you up there tonight. What were you seeing out there?
That was a good night, and I just wasn't too much. Got good pitches to hit, a good swing on. Just seeing it well now, so it was a good night, and the team did a really good job. I mean, we saw a pretty good pitcher and jumped it pretty good for, I think, 10 or 11. So.
Yeah, you guys chased the starter in the fifth. He went just 4 2/3 as you guys put up a 5 spot in that fifth inning. You hit your 2nd home run in that inning there. You led off the 2nd inning with a solo home run to lead off the scoring. You guys ended up having just the 1st, 7th, and 8th were the only innings where you didn't score at least 1 run. It looked like I got a pretty messy scorecard here, and it looks like, you kept the inning going. You had 1 inning where you batted around, had a couple innings where you sent 6, 7, 8 guys to the plate. It looked like you guys were all taking pretty good at-bats there. Your pitcher, Brett Beauvais, was saying it looks like you're not swinging at any balls. You're seeing the ball really great out there. Again, 2-for-2 tonight with 2 home runs, 3 RBI, and now hitting as 2nd on the team in home runs here. What were you seeing out there at third base from Brett as he was seemed like he was ahead of the other guys 0-2, 1-2 seemingly all night?
Yeah, I mean, he's always great. I mean, you always come out and expect him to start from him. He works at a base and throws a lot of strikes, so he keeps you on your toes in the infield, and it's always fun playing defense behind him. You know, you're going to get action, and, you know, he just does a good job, and you can always expect it from him, so it's good.
45s win 10-1 tonight. This is game one of a three-game series. We'll do it again here tomorrow night, 7:15, right here on KCNR 1460. Come down and join us at Tiger Field, every seat in the shade from 7:15 on. Don't let the heat keep you away. We're here with co-player of the game, Jake Taylor, tonight. Two home runs, now five on the season. And are you going to tell Ryan Williams that he should be hearing footsteps now? You got 11 games left on the season, plenty of time to catch him and overtake him for the lead in home runs. Is that something you think about, or for you, are home runs just line drives that got some carry under them?
No, you just focus on seeing good pitches and putting good swings on balls, and yeah, just let the rest take care of itself. But it's been good.
That's Jake Taylor out of Seattle University in his second game. His first start, he had a grand slam against the Reading Tigers in a 24-4 win. Two home runs again here tonight, now five on the season. We've got 11 games left, nine more home games. Go to ReadingColt45s.com for the entire schedule. We've got another game here tomorrow night at 7:15. Make sure to tune in here if you can't make it down to the ballpark yourself. Anybody you want to say hi to up there in Idaho, Jake?
I don't think so. I think we're good.
Yeah, again, this is old habit. I've had you and Brett up here so many times. It seems like every start I've got him up here, and about every fourth or fifth game I've got you up here as well. So another stellar night at the plate. Thanks for coming on, and keep swinging it.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Jake Taylor, your co-player of the game, in four plate appearances, two walks, two home runs, three RBI, four runs scored, a thorn in the side of the Auburn Wildcats all night. For my engineer, Jared King, for our intern, Matty Novelli, I've been Kyle DeFore. For everybody here at the stadium making Colt 45's baseball possible, I want to thank our sponsors, Redding Kia, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and, of course, Mighty Fine Food, sponsoring all three games here on the weekend series. We'll see you again tomorrow night at 7:15 right here on KCNR 1460. Once again, your final score, Colt 45's 10, the Auburn Wildcats 1. Have a great night, everybody.
And nothing ever comes to you for that. But if you are in Nottinghamshire and you so much as whistle at a woman, then the law will descend and it's categorized as a hate crime because it's unwanted verbal contact. And how do you, Marty makes a good point, how do you even start dating them if you can't even talk to them? Like, that would mean, like, if you are at a bar and you wanted to approach someone, that you couldn't even do that. That would be considered unwanted verbal contact, and note that it only goes one way. It's unwanted verbal contact, and it only protects the woman. But what about women who hit on men? Everybody knows that there's that crazy chick at the bar. You all know her. And she comes up to you, and she's going to be, like, hitting on you, and she's going to be giving you those crazy eyes and all of that stuff. So is that going to be unwanted? Or is, no, that's right, because it's sexist. It only goes one way. It's only for the men, or only for the women, rather. I just, to me, this is just note those two differences. Yeah, in Rotherham, they actually protected rapists. And now if you just even approach a woman and say something to her, and if she doesn't like it, if it upsets her in any way, then they could consider it a hate crime, no matter really what you did. I just use whistling as an example. You could just even say something, any unwanted verbal contact. What in the world? What in the world are we coming to? All right, so today in stupidity, ladies and gentlemen, this was not the best choice of words for Brian Williams right after a truck drove through a crowd in Nice, France. Listen.
So the beat goes on there in politics. We have just plowed over the normal hour airtime of Chris Matthews tonight
because
of this confluence of breaking news.
That is the worst choice of words I could ever imagine. The absolute worst choice of words. Brian Williams, everyone. Brian Williams. And that, folks, does it for today. I hope you all have a great weekend. And if you're in Orlando, like I said, I will be signing books at the Books A Million from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. I'll be signing copies of Flyover Nation. God bless, and I'll be back with you Monday.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Turkey's prime minister says more than 130 people have been arrested in a coup plot, but the situation is, quote, getting better every minute. The prime minister ordered the annihilation of military planes used by coup plotters. He's calling for people to remain in the streets to support the government. American Najim Yacoubi says people told him not to speak English as he tried to get out of Istanbul.
That's probably one of the weirdest things to ever feel, is being in a country and being told don't speak your native tongue because it might be trouble. And even if it's broken Arabic or, you know, I can speak Farsi, they said just go with that and pretend you don't know English.
The president's office says at least 60 people have been killed. President Obama is voicing support for the democratically elected government in Turkey.
The White House issued a statement saying the president urges all parties in Turkey to support President Erdogan's government. He urges people to show restraint and avoid any violence or bloodshed. The president spoke by phone with Secretary of State John Kerry, who says the U.S. views with gravest concern the events unfolding in Turkey.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Donald Trump says on Twitter that he's picked Indiana Governor Mike Pence as his running mate. Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus.
I think it was a great pick. I think it was a pick that clearly shows that he's pivoting to the general election, that he's choosing a person who has the experience both inside and outside Washington.
U.S. Friday released once top secret pages from a congressional report into 9/11 that questioned whether the Saudis were involved. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the 9/11 Commission looked at these allegations thoroughly.
They were able to do follow-up interviews and to further investigate those leads. Those leads didn't really turn up anything as it relates to specific evidence about the Saudi government's institution or senior Saudi officials individually funding al-Qaeda.
More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Never know how.
Cold weather slows your battery down, but if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's 15 bucks back and a new battery in case your old one gets fried. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The nation's only black Republican senator says listening is key to solving the nation's racial problem.
In a series of emotional speeches on the Senate floor this past week, South Carolina's Tim Scott cautions,
"The government is not the answer to what ails us.
Instead, he says, we need to listen to each other with both head and heart."
So that you hear and feel the pain and the challenges of others.
One thing he says is clear.
We must not lose hope.
Scott says a bright future's there for our taking. Wally Hines, Capitol Hill.
The East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office says the fourth suspect at a pawn shop gun theft has been arrested. The suspect is a 12-year-old male. He's been charged with simple burglary and theft of a firearm. Police arrested three other suspects of the burglary last weekend, in which eight handguns were stolen to allegedly harm police. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. Airlines posted a better on-time rate for May, and complaints dropped compared with the same month last year.
The Department of Transportation reports 83.4% of domestic flights arrived on time in May, up from 80.5% a year earlier, although down from April. Hawaiian Airlines and Alaska Airlines had the best on-time ratings, each posting a mark of at least 90%. Spirit Airlines had the worst on-time record, followed by Virgin America. Both were under 77%.
Correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. President Obama has notified Congress that 200 U.S. troops are in Uganda, waiting to be sent to South Sudan if needed. Mr. Obama earlier told lawmakers that he sent 47 U.S. troops to South Sudan amid renewed fighting there. The president says it is not possible to know the scope and duration of the deployments needed to protect U.S. citizens and property in South Sudan. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Only one more day of racing, Johnny. One more day. Can't you hear your horses racing? One more day. Only one more day, me Johnny. One more day. For rock and roll me over. One more day. One more day.
Radio station has consciously decided not to spend money on a delay switch, not to conduct a careful background check of the people it places on the air, and to allow individuals to say almost anything they want in foreign languages without having staff on duty who can even understand what they're saying.
Call 844-4-JB-SHOW. The number again is 844-4-JB-SHOW.
It's not just a talk show. It's your show. We don't want the blame.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Dial it up anytime. Anything's in your mind, 844-4-JB-SHOW. Of course, you know, when Buzz talks, you don't know what's going to come out of his mouth. They're called the Buzzisms.
You don't get in Zoolander 2 without being ready to be in Zoolander 2. You got to be close enough so when they bleed, drops will fall in your drink.
That's right.
Let me just say that I have been waiting ever since the age of 17 for that to happen again to me. One of the best ways to check your overall health is to check out what just came out.
Is it possible to die in a dream? I am uncomfortable when the moments become too beautiful. Yes. I think an open mouth is a consent. But I've never seen anybody look that bad that wasn't dead. I do not understand how a guy high on meth is interested in eating. I have a master tile guy that does everything else, and he's like a genius. I mean, he's a genius. He can do anything. Franco, that's Franco Rabuffi. With a cat, all you really need is a baseball bat. Perhaps you enjoy the lifestyle. You don't know until you try. I love a few laughs, but a few laughs and a few bullets, you know, that's magic for me. I don't mind the shakiness, and I love a good natural disaster. You can take that master's degree and shove it. I try to open strong, and then I shut up. I try to make a good first impression, and then I retreat.
Buzz Killman, el hombre con el vello púbico más grande de todo el mundo, director de noticias.
Thank you. Same to you, Hector. Thank you.
Oh, goodness. Aaron Rodgers has given up cheese. In an effort to maximize the duration of his playing career, Aaron has made a concerted effort to start eating healthier. I just want to get healthier, said Rodgers. I've done a lot of research, and I've talked with Adam Corzoon.
Yes, of course.
Our team nutritionist.
Right.
And some other friends around the league about how I can extend my career and how I can be and feel healthier. The new diet does include some red meat at times and some chicken, but cuts out dairy products, which means Rodgers can no longer enjoy Wisconsin's notoriously tasty cheese.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there. Now let's go to sports talk now in Wisconsin.
Hey, yeah, I just heard that Aaron Rodgers there. Oh, it's going to get strange, and he's going to stop eating the cheese or whatever. And, you know, I'll tell you, I see that throwing arm is losing something, or they start losing games, etc. Then he's going to, you know, we got to trade for someone else because, you know, these are the Green Bay Packers. And we didn't get to be where we are and who we are by not eating the cheese. And it's all because, you know, I don't want to get on it again, but it's because of that Olivia Munn, the lady that he's going out with from Hollywood, who thinks that she's running his life, and now he's not eating any cheese.
Well, he's hoping his diet, including fruits and mostly vegetables, will help him play longer. He says, I think that's how I can extend my career if I can eat a little bit better, because it carries over not just in the off season, but what you're eating the night before the game and what you're eating in the morning and in the afternoon.
Right.
If it's a night game, just how that affects your performance.
So wait a minute. You are the healthiest guy that we know, Buzz, and do you eat cheese?
Absolutely. I love cheese.
All right. Okay.
But I'm not playing football.
Right.
I don't, you know, I mean, but I am healthy.
Right? How much, you don't eat a lot of cheese,
right,
though.
Right. Well, I do love it, and I don't. I don't eat a lot of cheese.
Oh, I love cheese.
When I have a hamburger, it's a cheeseburger.
Yes.
I can tell you that.
I think I'm looking for this. I don't know where it went. It's he was talking about how he got this idea from Tom Brady. And Tom Brady's got a cookbook out. And the cookbook basically tells quarterbacks in the NFL how to eat right, because it helps you, for example, heal. He's got a bad knee, Aaron Rodgers says, and this will help him heal his knee if he doesn't eat cheese, and all these things are inflammatory.
Brady's so, practically a vegetarian. I believe
he is a vegetarian. And one of the most handsome devils I've ever seen.
Absolutely.
And so is Aaron Rodgers, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this still sports talk? I swear to God. If they lose even one game, then I will guarantee you they got to trade Aaron Rodgers. If he doesn't, I will shove cheese right down his pocket.
Oh, gosh darn it, don't you know? I'm a cheesehead, baby. The
pride. Wisconsin, Friday night fish fry.
Richard Simmons.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes,
why
please.
Do they have to make that announcement? I wouldn't even say it. I guess ESPN's asking him about his health. You know, what are you doing in the off season? What are you doing? Blah blah blah.
He's the main quarterback. We know, you know, we know all about Tom Brady. We know all about the
right.
We know all about all the good quarterbacks. We know about them.
Tom,
although What's Jay Cutler eating? Let's look at that.
I could tell you what he's eating.
Okay. Hold on.
Don't you know? You're a cheesehead, baby. The pride of Wisconsin.
80% of his food was healthy. 20% was whatever he wanted to eat. And now Aaron Rodgers is not going to eat cheese because Tom Brady said no. Tom Brady has a $200 cookbook. Tom Brady has a cookbook. It's a $200 cookbook. Can you believe that?
Well, it's for other quarterbacks, and they can afford that.
No, well, yeah, I guess you're right about that.
Well, I'll tell you something right now.
His sales are going to be limited,
though. This guy's Buzz. What's your name? Nobody laughing at. What's your name?
I would be Buzz.
Yeah. I like you. I don't like that other guy. He seems like he's higher than a kite. And he's strange. I mean, he's always acted strange. But you seem like you got a head on your shoulder.
Yeah, reasonable. I'm the reasonable one.
Yeah, you sure seem like it. Yeah. If he were so reasonable, he wouldn't be working with you. But then that's another thing. I don't really care what you two do with your own time. Which way you swing, I don't care. But I'll tell you this. Did I tell you that Olivia Munn is a devil woman?
You watch. It's all well and good until they choke. You see, he's going to choke on a Swiss cheese just like he choked last year. TB12 Nutritional Manual, TB12 Store. If you want Tom Brady's cookbook, that is what Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers is now using. He's got a knee condition, and now he's not going to eat cheese. No, you don't understand. They will be talking about that in my home state. They'll be talking about that all week long. And then as soon as the season starts, see how he threw that?
That's the cheese.
Yeah, no, if he would add a chunk of cheddar in him, that thing would have gone 10 yards.
Don't you know?
And that is legitimate sports talk.
It is totally sports talk. They're going to say, you see what happened? You see what he did with that stupid diet? Why are we following Tom Brady's diet? If Vince Lombardi had a diet, or somebody like that, or, Fuzzy Thurston, or anybody, the Packers, Jerry Kramer, the old guys came out with a cookbook. Maybe. But Tom Brady? Forget it!
Oh, gosh darn it, don't you know?
That'd be my dad and my Uncle Bob. They'd be having an argument over a couple of whiskey sours. I don't know what Aaron Rodgers is doing with that whore.
They're still together, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Everyone from Hollywood, by the way, to my dad was a whore.
Well, he's got a point.
He's got a point, says Buzz.
Oh, not that they are, but they act that way.
Right. The way they shake it around.
That's right.
Sure, that's right.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes. Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the mass
master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Oh, yeah. The TV went out last night. Daddy's going to get a new one today.
We often replace TVs and other electronics as soon as something goes wrong. Your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are no different. When's the last time you replaced the alarms in your home? Kidde's worry-free smoke and CO alarms have a sealed-in lithium battery, offering 10 years of protection and eliminating late-night low-battery chirp for the life of the alarm. Don't wait. Buy Kidde's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Napa know-how!
Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of: America, racing, and freedom, by giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now. 800-610-0450. That's 800-610-0450. 800-610-0450.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
What's your name?
Sandy, but I don't like being on the radio.
No, I don't either, but this is what I got to do for a living. Trust me.
No, you're like, what? You're like a hummingbird with sneakers.
Thank you, Richard Lewis. 844-4JB-SHOW. We continue streaming. When the show gets cut off where you are, get the full show streamed live on brandmeiershow.com. Get it in your hand on demand, podcast, uninterrupted. No interruptions at all. Free in your email every day. Click and play. brandmeiershow.com. Yeah, hey there, my home state acting up again. A couple in Wisconsin had to call the police because their cat was attacking them, and they believed they were hostages in their own home. Greenfield, Wisconsin, the woman or her husband were injured, but they had to call 911 on Friday night because their cat was attacking them. Here we go again.
This is going to sound like a strange question, but we have a cat, and it's going crazy, and it's attacked my husband, and we're kind of hostage in our house, and we're just wondering who we can call to do something, get rid of the cat, or help us.
Not the first time. That's the couple in Wisconsin calling for help. The
cat was captured and turned over to animal control. Your husband out there, the guy in Greenfield, I'd love to get your name, pal. Love to find out more about who that couple was, to tell you the truth, because the husband has to have the old lady call the 911. Do me a favor, honey. Get this cat away from me. What, really? How hard is it to get a cat away from you? You go up to the cat and you kick it if you have to. Oh, I'm sorry, Peter, but if the cat was attacking me, you got to do what you got to do. Get away from me. Get away from me. I don't tell my wife to call 911 for me.
Boy.
Could you do me a favor, Dorothy? Yeah, I'm just watching a Ruhr game. Could you just call 911 and tell that cat to get away from me? Oh, why don't you call me? Because I told you to. All right, honey.
Tough guy with your wife. What about your cat?
You want another beer? Yeah.
This is going to sound like a strange question, but mm-hmm. We have a cat, and it's going crazy, and it's attacked my husband, and we're kind of hostage in our house, and we're just wondering who we can call to do something, get rid of the cat, or help us.
Jeez, call me.
Yeah, I'll come over there. Greenfield, Wisconsin lady. You got to be nuts. I want that husband's name. I want to know who that guy is, because I want to know his side of the story. What? Maybe he's mad that she called. You know, wow, why would you go and call? It's going to embarrass me. The woman or the husband were not injured. The cat was captured, placed into custody of the Milwaukee Area Domestic Animal Control. That cat's doing life now because they just couldn't take care of it. Now we know this hasn't happened before. We've heard these calls before where they call and screaming because there's a cat attacking them. Here's another one in Connecticut.
Stanford 911, what's the address of your emergency?
Hi, my name is Mohammed Lokman. I have a problem in my home. I cannot go inside in my home.
What's the problem?
I cannot go inside in my home. Right. Oh, there must be a burglar in there. What's the problem? No, it's just my cat.
The problem is that my cat was getting too aggressive, and I was inside, and he attacked me, and she scratched me in my leg and bite me. So me and my wife, we come outside, and now we cannot go in the home like 3-4 hours.
You little baby. Will you stop calling 911 because your cat's attacking you people? You little baby. I cannot go in my house. My cat is in there. What?
You said a cat?
Yeah, see that? Yeah, even the 911 goes, what, you said a cat? Man up. The 911, if I'm the 911, I go,
now you said a cat? Is that what you said? Hang this phone up now. Hang up on yourself. Now. No, you do not understand. He said, I just said hang up on yourself.
The cats will hurt you.
Right.
I mean, they will hurt you.
Yeah,
but you're... I mean,
mm-hmm. Come on.
The odds are with you. Mm-hmm. Stick with it and kick that cat's ass.
All right, now, Gino is so upset that we're talking about cats like this.
I swear to God, I'll kill you both.
Let me hear the rest of this. I want to see how this 911 call ended in Connecticut. Over the weekend, this past weekend, it was in Milwaukee, I heard.
Yeah.
Okay, so where's the cat?
In my home.
Okay, and so you want the police to come and remove the cat? What is the problem? Like,
yeah.
We'll have to go inside their home because we'll remove the cat.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to take a lunch break.
She's embarrassed for him.
Right. What are we saying? I mean, what are we saying? Once again, the lady who called in Milwaukee for her husband, because the husband in Greenfield, Wisconsin, was a wussy himself. She just seems calm about it, like, hey.
This is
going to
sound like a strange question, but...
See, she knew. Right? When that caller called in, this weekend called about the cat, she knew. This is kind of this is a little odd for me to call, but my old man won't make the call.
This is going to sound like a strange question, but we have a cat, and it's going crazy, and it's attacked my husband, and we're kind of hostage in our house, and we're just wondering who we can call to do something, get rid of the cat, or...
Yeah. Get another husband. Yeah, nobody's going to get another man. What about the one in Florida? Then somebody called in Florida. I remember that one.
I mean, she tore me and my husband up, so we locked her in the bathroom all day. So I let her out, and she was okay. And then she told my husband she's free. Well, I got her out of the bedroom, but now she's in my living room, and I can't get out. She's got us trapped in our bedroom. My husband, we're ripped up. I mean, ripped us. Pouring blood. She's never been like this. She's never been out of her house. We just need her out of our house. We don't know what to do.
The cats are uniting. It's happening.
This is what Donald Trump and Elizabeth Warren and Hillary should be talking about. The cats are uniting against the world.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Save the date, August 3rd. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or Mae Saley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. we have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy, when you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit PVA.org.
One more day, me Johnny, one more day. A rock and roll me over one more day.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
I can't keep it all in my mind.
Why are you not wearing pants?
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Johnny. Yeah.
Hey, Johnny.
I'd rather be waterboarded.
Yeah, well, you go ahead then. 4th of July coming up. Yeah. Want to play some games with hotels? We were just talking about this guy. There he is, out of Denver. Sean Fitzsimons on the line. This is the guy we were talking about who makes crazy requests when he's reserving hotel rooms. He has taken that craziness to a whole new level, I would imagine. Sean, how are you there, buddy?
I'm good, Johnny. How you doing?
Good. Let me be clear. We were just talking about you and your story and how you've gone, and you make special requests. Well, tell the audience what you do, and then I want to ask you a couple of questions about this craziness, because this sounds like a good time.
Yeah. So I work for a company called Keyence, and I sell microscopes. I'm just kind of your run-of-the-mill microscope salesman. So
right.
I cover the whole Rocky Mountain region, so that takes me to, you know, different cities across Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, and Idaho. So things got a little mundane just doing the day-to-day travel, and I decided to spice things up a little bit.
And when you request these special requests for people who want to do this, and then I want to hear the request, online, Sean, this is only in... On online, when you request your hotel online, they come up and they pop up with a special request section. Is that correct?
Right. So when you're booking your hotel, you're clicking through and picking your room and all that stuff. And by the last page, just ask for special requests. And usually it's, you know, you want a down pillow versus a feathered pillow or, you know.
You're allergic to something. Is that what they like? Usually it's like, hey, don't bring it. I'm allergic to this or that or something, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But you put in things like you want them to build you a pillow fort.
Right.
Okay, now don't say right like that, like right. Now, wait a minute. So you write in the request, build me a pillow fort.
Yeah.
And they there's a pillow fort built for you.
Yeah, and that one, for example, I totally forgot I even requested it because I had done it a couple weeks earlier. So I was just shocked when I walked in the room and I saw this extravagant pillow fort in there. I had to lay in it for at least a couple hours.
Oh, my God. Okay.
But you know, when I heard that, I thought, well, that's fantastic. But, in reality, isn't it more fun to build your own pillow fort?
All right, Buzz, listen to me carefully now. Yes, I would agree with that, but here's the weird part. The fact that someone else is building Sean in Denver, Colorado, when he requests a hotel room, a pillow fort, and when someone is giving him a picture of a dog dressed as a boat captain. Is that a request? I want to make sure, because a lot of times, Sean, the reason I want to talk to you is a couple of things. One, what hotel is this? What hotel chain is this? And are all of these things accurate? Did you request a picture of a dog dressed as a boat captain in your hotel room when you got there, and was it there?
So the hotels I request them at are the Hilton chain.
Wait a second. The Hilton people should be commended, whoever those people are, because they are.
That's what I said.
That's fantastic that they're doing this.
Right.
They're putting up with your craziness. That's amazing.
Yeah, they've done a great job, and I've talked to a lot of the front desk staff, and they love doing it. So they keep asking me, you know, when are we going to get the next request? Because you love doing these things.
Okay, now wait. Here's the weird thing, Sean. Now, I want to be clear on this because, see, you might have crossed into now you're a celebrity because did they know this story is receiving attention, or were they nice to you at the Hilton before this story broke.
Yeah, they've always been really nice to me. So, the smallest thing that I got as like a gift was a T-shirt from the Chive, a website that the story was posted on, and so one of the sales managers got me a T-shirt and was like, "This is great. We've all been able to share this hilarious story together." So, but they've been very nice to me, throughout the entire time I've stayed there.
Okay, but at the Hilton hotels, when you make a request, before this was, people who knew you were doing this, this came out and went viral online, they didn't know, but yet they were being very good. So the Hilton hotels should be commended for this. Now, when you, that can only happen online, or can you do it on the phone? Would they say to you on the phone, "Nah, come on, buddy, knock it off. You don't need a picture of a dog dressed as a boat, and you don't want us to build you a pillow fort, do you?" Did you ever do it on the phone?
I never did it on the phone. I don't think they would have fulfilled my request as often if I were to ask on the phone. They probably thought it was a lot weirder asking it over the phone.
That's a prank call.
Yeah, that exactly right. It's, if you type it in, they'll think, "Wow, this guy, okay, did you request a drawing of what the hotel staff thinks you look like?" Be honest. Sean, do not lie to me.
That I did request that, and that was the second time I requested it, because the first time I did it at a hotel, and the front desk lady looked at me, and she probably thought I was the weirdest person that had ever walked through the front doors of her hotel. So when they didn't fulfill the request, I just said, "I'm not staying here again," not because I was disappointed, but because I was so embarrassed I couldn't show my face again.
Yeah, right. Okay.
At that hotel.
And so that was not a Hilton hotel then? Or was it?
That was a different Hilton hotel in northern Utah, but I circled back around and tried it again at a hotel I stay at more frequently. And the funny thing is, the girl who actually had to draw the picture of me, it was her first day on the job.
The girl that had to draw the, oh my God. So she's going like, "Okay, I know, I see there's a guy named Sean Fitzsimons checking in here. And yeah, whatever your name was, new girl, he wants you to draw a picture of what do you think he might look like."
Right.
What?
I got to commend her, though. She did. I'd say she got 60% right. She made my eyes look more beautiful than they have ever looked before on her drawing. I'd say she did a pretty good job.
The fact that she even did it. Here's the thing. I'm looking at your request, Sean. I'm thinking, okay, if I'm a hotel guy, I'm thinking, if someone requested a picture of a dog dressed as a boat captain, I would not question that, because it could border on, hey, you know what? They like a dog. They like boat. You know, it could. You don't know what kind of person it is, so you might be into some weird mental territory. I would say yes to that. Pillow fort, I still would say yes to that. I'll tell you why, Sean, because I would think, okay, he might have kids. Maybe he's bringing his nephew or his kid over to play with the pillow. Yeah, okay, we'll build him a pillow fort. But what the hotel staff thinks you look like, I'd go, okay, this guy's just jagging with me now. Okay, I get it. That, which one? Okay, here's a question. Which ones have been denied? Which request? Because if that one wasn't denied, I can't imagine any other request that you made from a hotel being denied as a special request.
The only one was the first time I tried to have them draw a picture of what they think I look like. Everything else,
I know, that's, but I swear, that's the one that was a red flag to me. That's the one I go, no. Photos of Donald Trump you requested, is that correct?
Yep.
Just a regular photo of Donald Trump.
Oh, no. It was a confused-looking Donald Trump.
Okay, you see what I mean? So you type in, "Please, I'm coming and checking in Friday. Please give me, if you can in my room, a confused photo of Donald Trump."
Right.
A confused-looking photo of Donald Trump.
Right, him looking very puzzled.
And they gave you that.
Yeah.
See, you can't, in your wildest dreams, you can't imagine a conceivable reason for somebody to draw a picture of what you might look like. There's no, you can't think of a reason for that.
Right, but Donald Trump, I wouldn't flag the Trump one either, because it would be like, sort of, you don't know what, maybe he's a business guy, he needs this for a presentation, and you requested a memorial to Prince. When you walked in and requested a memorial to Prince, what did they deliver?
So on the desk in the room, they'd put a purple kind of shiny tablecloth over it. They had three fake burning candles and a picture of Prince and some banners. So it was professional. It looked professionally done.
But Sean, when you walk into the room, Are you as excited? Okay, I know you must be, you know, obviously you're a nut. You're just looking to your, why do you do this again? Just because you're just
because you can.
Because you can and you're bored, or you did it once as a on a lark and it became, they kept, honoring your request, so you just kept doing it again and again. Why do you do this?
Makes travel a lot more fun.
That's what I'm thinking, because when you open that door to your hotel room, when you finally get there, I'll bet you did forget you ordered it. Like you said, oh, wait a minute, what's all this purple doing in here?
Yeah, I mean, it all started as I bet you they won't do it. Like, I was like, I bet you they won't print out a picture of Grandma Winslow from Family Matters and slap it on my bed.
Okay, that was Grandma Winslow from Family Matters. A picture of that was a request that was given you.
Right, right. She's one of the unsung heroes of 90s sitcoms that I like to try and have them print out pictures of.
I guess I wouldn't know why you'd need that, so I wouldn't question it. Okay, keep going. But when you did, so they had that, and then you said, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to do it again.
Yeah, I'm just going to try and make these more and more random. So I would do it, and, you know, I'd share it with my friends and family. You know, nobody outside of maybe a couple people, but then they would... Then my friends would be like, you have to do more and more and more, and I did it. And then a couple news outlets tagged me as the bored businessman.
That's right, the bored businessman. There you are. There's your hook. You're bored. You're the bored businessman.
Yeah, so that's what all my friends call me as their nickname now, is I'm just the bored businessman.
All right, for people, as we head into the busiest time of summer, if there's any suggestions, Sean, for people who want to jack with the hotel reservations online, special request section, any suggestions other than I think I've given you some, just don't do it so they have to question. It's too weird. Stay right down the middle so there's no, you can't question it. You can't question a picture of a dog dressed as a boat captain,
right.
Prince Memorial, a picture of Trump, Family Guy picture. You can't question that, but the question about draw what you think I might look like is there any other thing you could give as advice to the audience out there that wants to have fun with hotels?
I mean, the main thing that I did is I'd never wanted to make it a burden on the hotel. I wanted it to be fun for them. So as long as it's not, you know, some extravagant, you know, I thought about maybe buying some ball pit balls and have them shipped to the hotel and have them fill up a bathtub. But, you know, that's a lot of work for them to do that type of stuff. So my suggestion, make it as random as possible. Probably have some sort of, like, pop culture person in there, a reference, and just make it pretty simple so it doesn't take too much time out of their day, and they'd enjoy doing it.
Well, right, and you don't want the what did you say? You wanted to have them fill up what in a bathtub?
Well, it was a suggestion from a friend that I should fill up a bathtub with the ball pit balls.
No, you see, because you're the one that has to do the work. You don't want to do the... My suggestion would be don't do anything that would involve work on your side, only their side. And you're right. You're just having fun with them. And you know what? These people at the hotels are probably bored anyway.
Right, yeah.
Not as bored as you, though.
But, I mean, they enjoy it as much as you do, right. I guarantee.
The bored businessmen leads the bored hotel workers. There they are. Sean Fitzsimmons, thank you for the time. We got it cleared up. And once again, the hotels that always grant the request up until a point are the Hilton Hotels. That's a fine job they've done. Thanks, Sean. Have a great summer. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Johnny. See you guys later.
You're going to keep doing it, right?
Absolutely. I got something coming up in a couple weeks.
All right, call us. We want to know what your new ones are. I love it. It's fantastic. Hold on a second. We'll give you a hotline number. There he is. You can do it yourself. Sean Fitzsimmons in Denver, businessman making wacky hotel requests, and the staff delivers.
It's Johnny B. Today's forecast for the inside of your vehicle, sponsored by WeatherTech. A 90% chance of nacho cheese storms this afternoon, moving in from a drive-thru worker answering a phone while serving you, leading to a real messy day. For the weekend, conditions are perfect for a sandstorm developing, caused by a day at the beach, with flip-flops and towels contributing there. For folks living with an SUV, watch out for a big mess in the back developing later from a bag of mulch and compost. Conditions are ripe.
Spills, mud, dirt, and sand can ruin the floor of your car, truck, or SUV. The best way to protect your vehicle's floor is with WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. Protect yourself from the elements inside your vehicle. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spiritual warfare. It's a term you may have heard, but what exactly does it mean? In the Spiritual Warfare Answer Book, trusted Bible teacher Dr. David Jeremiah answers the top questions people have about spiritual warfare and reveals how Christians can claim the promises of God for victorious living. Learn how to live hope-filled and battle-ready with the Spiritual Warfare Answer Book, available at bookstores everywhere.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer, and with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel this coming fall. Math Made Easy is now running its annual summer sale. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
It's the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on demand. Go to brandmeiershow.com and subscribe to the podcast. You'll get instant access to past shows and new shows emailed to you daily. Sign up now at brandmeiershow.com and listen anytime you want. It's Johnny B. in your hand and on demand.
You know, when I use a slightly off word, when I called this really bad senator, she said she's Native American. And I said, Pocahontas, it's Pocahontas. And somebody said to me, one of the media, Mr. Trump, would you apologize? I said, yes, I'll apologize. To Pocahontas, I will apologize.
Oh, boy. Tonto, the guy that calls himself Tonto, is on a request line again. Tonto?
Hey.
How are you, Tonto?
Hey, Johnny, you super agent. You get me booked in Cleveland. I do some stand-up I just wrote.
Well, it's very weird because, Tonto, I thought when you hung up last time today, I thought I had been fired as your agent, and I'm happy to hear that I'm still representing you.
That's if you get me in Cleveland. You're back in.
Okay, but wait, so you want to get to the Republican National Convention. You know that Ditko is going to be there and Bobby Knight and some other people. You want to do a stand-up at the convention?
Let me try a couple of jokes. You buzz, tell me if they work.
Okay, you go ahead. Would you like a bed, like, behind you? Would you work with a band like you used to work, or do you want just to do it cold, Tonto?
No, give me your bed. Give me the arrow. Give me everything.
Okay, hold on a second. So we're going to call this, Hector?
Hey, Ron.
Let's call this an audition for the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Tonto wants to open, and I'm not quite sure what the material is going to be, but following along the line where he called Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas, he will not apologize to Elizabeth Warren. He will apologize only to Pocahontas. This is the audition for his appearance there. Here we go. Tonto, take one.
Have the Mexican count me in.
Okay, hold on a second. Tonto, I'm sorry. Tonto, please. Okay, you can ask him yourself then. I'm not going to get involved. But...
Get ready. 3, 2, 1.
Why won't Hillary let her campaign staffers exercise? She doesn't want them to feel the burn. Why does Hillary want to have sex with Bill Clinton first thing in the morning? Because she want to be first lady. What was Hillary Clinton's last gift to Monica Lewinsky? Spot remover. I got one more here. We close with the big one.
Oh, sure. I'm not interrupting. That was Buzz. I'm not interrupting your... This is your audition. This is big. If you can get on stage at the Republican convention, this could be a whole start for both of us.
Okay, then I'll do two more.
You suck!
Hey, that was Hector Tonto. It was not me. But you got to be prepared for a lot of the backlash from the Native American community. You have to be prepared for that and the Mexicans, apparently. Okay, Tonto, we're still rolling. We'll pick it up there. Go ahead, your audition for the National Republican Convention. Go ahead.
Why did Bill Clinton quit the saxophone? So he could play that harmonica. How can you tell you just had sex with Bill Clinton?
Get off the stage!
You got French fries in your hair.
What's your... I think it's very, very good. Listen, do not listen to the... Tonto hung up on me and gave up on himself because of you taunters. This could be big for him. Does he need more material? Yes. But I finally got my client back. It's the only client I have. Ay, ay, ay. It's good stuff. Can you imagine a guy getting up an Indian headdress at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland and doing that? Oh, my God. Tonto, don't listen to Hector. Definitely don't listen to Buzz on this.
Just your material needs to be stronger. There's no doubt about that.
That's a suck.
No, it didn't. It
Johnny
didn't.
Depp is funnier.
Johnny Depp, you can't understand a word he's saying. Doesn't do jokes. Don't taint the water, man. Do not listen to them. Whatever you do, do not listen to them.
With your day job.
Tonto, you are the best. He's my client. Republican National Convention featuring Bret Michaels, Rick Springfield, Martina McBride, Rascal Flatts, Bobby Knight, Mike Ditka, NASCAR Chief Brian Franz, and Tonto. Yeah, you'll see. You won't be laughing when you're trying to get in to see him backstage. And he's surrounded by Indian whores. Email brandmeyershow@gmail.com.
Jonathan Brandmeyer.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Boss. Citing rising autocratic rule and increased terrorism, a military takeover has been attempted in Turkey. The attempted coup, which apparently is being squashed by the government, has left scores dead and wounded. Turkey's prime minister says more than 130 people have been arrested in the coup plot and at least 60 people have been killed in the capital. Military Chief of Staff General Akar has been rescued in an operation launched at an airbase in the outskirts of Ankara. President Obama has offered condolences to France after the deadly truck attack in Nice.
In a phone call to French President Hollande, Mr. Obama said the U.S. will stand with our French friends. According to the White House, the president expressed his sympathies and offered help to French investigators. He also thanked Hollande for his unwavering support of the coalition against ISIS and the global fight against terrorism.
White House correspondent Greg Clarkson. Donald Trump says on Twitter that he's picked Indiana Governor Mike Pence as his